This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You know, we get asked a lot of questions here.
Yes.
All the time.
You know, mainly, think about the amount of energy we'd save if we just signed off.
Signed off the air?
Signed off the air. We get asked that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're still on the air? Right. That's one of the questions we get asked.
Well, we're wind powered.
Here's another question that we get asked a lot.
Uh-huh.
Who's that chick that says, "What's the buzz?" This lady.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz.
Right.
You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly
right.
Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Three questions we get asked.
Yes.
First, why are you lame fat asses still on the air? Number two, what's behind that lady?
Yeah.
Number three, how can I get a copy of White Power in America?
Those are the three big questions.
Well, that lady is a very talented local anchor person. That's the only way I can answer that question.
I do not think, in going through these mountains of tapes, I don't think we've ever heard the entire 3 minute and 58 second goodness that this is.
Yes.
this awkward, awful interview.
Classic. She's very talented, and she's very young.
Between some rookie reporter and the beautiful Holly Hunter.
Who was gracious enough to come on this station.
Yeah.
And we don't even know where the station is, do we?
No.
Nope.
I'm going to say Podunk.
It's Mary Miller.
It's Mary Miller?
Of course.
Not her
Mary
real
Miller.
Name.
But it's M-E-R-R-Y Miller.
Oh, Mary, like Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What makes a Nazi?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she's a Nazi that knows Pixie.
Because I seen her on The View. They had her on The View to defend herself, and she was lame, and she somehow invoked God.
The View.
Yeah. They had her as a co-host on it. Her name is Mary Miller.
Well, are you telling me that Mary Miller has aspired and achieved the national stage?
It is the generation that has taken this 5 second. That's why this has moved up to the number two question that we're getting answered.
Here now. I was thinking that this lady was wallowing in obscurity down in nowhere land.
No.
She's been on The View?
She has been on The View, and the best part is when they showed the clip or part of the clip on The View and they came back to her sitting on the panel looking as uncomfy as Mary Miller can look.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
The View, not fair.
So we do get asked about that a lot. So here it is now. Let's start with, as we've all learned now, Mary Miller.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah. Mary Miller.
You got to let it go all the way this time.
Go, girl.
Oh. Okay, we love the show. So tell us, what drew you to this character that you play, Grace?
I'm sorry?
What drew you to this character, Grace?
Well, you know, I read the script. It came to me a few months ago with an offer, and I got about to page six, and I called my agent and said,
show
look at
butch.
This cute up.
Hot.
I can't say no to this woman. I can't have anybody else do her but me. And when I got to the end, I called back and said, yes, this is, I gotta go.
Should yes.
Well, we just love this show.
Oh,
so,
great.
You're welcome. So what drew you from the big screen to TV? Because we hear that you don't watch TV.
I think that this is a really original woman, you know, and I've played some really amazing characters in my life, but it's still a rarity to come upon somebody who I feel is original.
Well, I love this character. So are you nervous at all tackling something so controversial?
No, you know, I leave that to other people.
God, journalism 101.
True. All right, anything else you want to tell us about Grace?
True.
I think the show is really thrilling. It's a great ride.
I think it's a great ride. What's the best part about shooting?
you know, it's just, it's so funny. I think that the The sense of humor in the show is absolutely, I mean, it's sophisticated, but it's also kind of Three Stooges.
True.
I mean, it's silly as hell and unbelievably smart.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Smart.
All right, so now that you've wrapped up shooting, what are the rest of the summer plans?
Well, actually, I haven't wrapped up. We're in our 10th hour.
Wrong.
Which is pretty exciting.
Mary.
We've got, you know, three more hours to go, three more episodes to
Why
shoot.
Why is an intern interviewing me?
It's sad to say bye to it.
We'll
finish up at the beginning of August.
Mary Miller.
And then I'll go back to New York.
Yeah, well, we want you back in New York. We are so excited about this show. It's so good to have you back. We are all thrilled to watch it.
Oh, great. Thank
all
you.
All right, and you do a great job. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yes. That's hot.
Wait.
You can catch more Holly on Saving Grace, which is going to premiere Monday, June 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern on TNT.
Wait for it.
All right, folks, that's all the best we have for you today. Make sure to check us out on demand at the Arts Entertainment section of NBCNews.com. I'm Mary Miller in New York.
That?
Thanks for watching this edition of What's the Buzz.
Wow.
Oh, there
wow.
You go. As we answer
Bravo.
Another of the unanswered questions of the show.
Mary Miller.
That's who she is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
That's who she is.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hello!
Hey, what do you think of the show today?
Sometimes their commercials are even better than the show is.
Oh, it's hard to believe they're still on the air.
If this were a Chinese radio station, their call letters would be Ching Chong Awesome.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Always. They're here for you.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Ooh.
I've been hoodwinked.
Have you really?
What a knockout. She's a bona fide babe.
You're right about that, Dick. Hey, Chris Hansen, what would you like to do?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Oh, my. Well, that
doesn't get much gayer than this.
Wow. Where is that? Oh, I know. It's Rachel Ray's nuts.
Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside, because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of course. Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag and give them a good whack.
Ow.
Ooh, that's fun. Take out all your aggression.
Ow. Ow. Rachel.
This is a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
What I do.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Right?
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
On the phone?
Yeah.
Wow, man, I don't even have a phone.
Oh, well, that's probably why I had trouble getting you then.
The three dreaded D's: diarrhea, dementia, and death.
Right.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
You. Say hi to Buzz.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi. This is for everybody listening everywhere.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
How are you, Paula?
I'm not happy.
I know you're not. I am.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There we are, man. Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome back to the film.
Welcome.
The show is great.
Thank you, Meryl.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
World. You can call us anytime.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Have you heard the number a moment ago?
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
877-365-3636.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Me.
Well, what have we here?
Well,
Charlie.
Well,
you screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
That's where Charlie used to live, but we moved him around.
Well, what have we here?
There we go.
It's in the freezer, Charlie.
You stink like my butt.
Hi there, Booger Radio.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Welcome to the Booger.
Hello.
106.7, the Booger.
All right, we're picking you. Booger check.
Well, yeah, I just saw Van Halen last night in Sacramento. I just wanted to tell you guys that the show rocked.
How many boogers would you give it? How many boogers do you give it?
5 out of 5.
I give it all the way up to the fourth knuckle.
I would. I heard you play about a month ago that jump track, and they played that for their one song encore, and that did sound terrible with the organ or whatever, the synthesizer in the background. But the rest of the show was awesome, and 16-year-old Wolfgang was off the hook.
They haven't fixed that yet in the show?
They still have not fixed that, but David Lee Roth jumps around like a madman, and it looks like Eddie's titanium hip is doing him well.
Does he wear spandex, though?
David Lee was in leather pants.
Good.
And Eddie was topless.
All right, well, that's okay. I just didn't want to see David Lee Roth in spandex
and
again.
And is Wolfie growing into the young man in spandex pants that I'm imagining?
No, he's growing. He's about 2 bills.
Oh, really? He's a big man.
Oh, he is a big man, and he's
really?
Black pants, big hoodie. Everybody else weighs
so
about 100 pounds.
He's got his mother's weight. He's got his mother's weight. His mother of the Weight Watchers.
Who's he fat like?
Valerie Bertinelli. This is correct.
Is he fat like
Jenny Craig? I should say.
Is he fat like Mikey Tuttle? Like that?
Close. Yeah, but I mean, he's only 16, so it's all baby fat. Who knows?
Right.
He could pick up nice.
Is he like that cat in Superbad? That cat with the afro in Superbad?
Exactly. Jonah Feldstein, indeed.
Jonah Feldstein, he knows the name. That's very good. Not to be confused with Seth Rogen.
Remember, every time
Jonah Hill, but he goes by Jonah Hill, but you know, those Santa Monica people, Jonah Feldstein.
Gotcha.
Data J.
Those people.
Jonah Feldstein.
Every time we've seen Wolfgang in the past, we've always been struck by a similarity to Travis Edelin.
Yeah, he does look a little bit because he is a big boy.
Yeah, and he's got that same build and the same good looks.
Well, he'll be healthier than his father. That's a good thing.
Well, see.
Please, my bowel movement this morning was healthier than his father.
But Eddie's gotten his act together. I saw that picture on the internet of the dyed blonde Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie is so scrawny. Eddie looks like Popeye almost.
Yeah. The teeth. How are Eddie's teeth? That's the question.
I think not well. I recall seeing them sort of spread out and yellow.
Yeah, like almost crystal meth teeth.
I think he dyed those blonde too.
They used to be chiclets. They really were.
Yeah. Bleach my teeth. Teeth, baby.
Do it, man.
I think you got him taken care of.
Speaking of medical news, I have to say one thing before we go on here.
Yeah.
I did receive a phone call this morning from I believe her name was Marcia.
Marcia.
That is correct. Marcia. And that was the first time that I was aware of the fact that it was not a practical joke, that I will not be going into the doctor's office having everybody laugh at me. So she confirmed that I am going to the doctor, and I have my... Now, you're looking very sullen.
No, I'm just...
You're looking very serious.
I'm trying not to look any way at all, because I know this is a sensitive area for you. So
well,
I'm
10:15 tomorrow, and unless somehow all of you have involved Marcia in this practical joke...
I told you from day one, those of us that care about you simply made the appointment, the follow-up appointment that the doctor wanted you to make.
Well, she didn't give me any information either. As a matter of fact, I didn't give her a chance to because it was a very brief conversation. I think the last words I said were, I'll be there. I will be there with bells on.
Uh-huh.
Looking forward to it. Very, very exciting. Hopefully it'll be only 15 minutes out of my day.
Are we all going?
No, you don't have to go. I don't want anybody to go.
I don't think it's going to be 15 minutes. I don't think any doctor appointment is 15 minutes
out
of your day.
I should point out this is the follow-up visit.
Yes.
This is the follow-up visit. This is the visit where I go in there just to go over what he did when he had the finger thing before.
Right.
You know, this is not the full squeeze the lemons and all that. This is just, that's what I'm told, just to follow up. Unless somebody else in this room might have more information about what the visit's going to entail.
Yeah, like they would tell me.
My medical history. Well, you called.
Like they would say to me, listen, Mike's got ball cancer.
But I'm too old for that.
Mum's the word.
Mike.
You're never too
you're
old.
Never too old for Paul.
That's
you're
right.
You're too old for it.
Right.
Hello. Mike's show.
Eddie Van Halen.
Did you ever see that commercial with the two kids walking down the street? Hey, you got cancer in my ball.
Hey, you got
ball in my cancer. Two treats in one.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Hey, Tards, and I say this to all Tards out there.
Lovingly.
I am no longer one of you. As far as Christmas elf shopping, shipping Tards, I'm here to tell you, what is today's day? The 27th?
This would be the 28th of November.
Done, done, and done.
Look at you.
You mean you're finished with all of your shopping?
Totally, totally done.
Wow.
Even the crap.
Everything. I haven't gotten anything yet. I haven't done any of it yet.
We've got a pretty solid start. I'm
well
on my way.
Even the crap, even all of the stocking stuffer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is I really only had to go to real brick-and-mortar stores three times.
Not bad. Not bad.
I like it. That's the is that internet logo lingo, too? Brick-and-mortar stores?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Because it's the ancient Romans, the way they used to shop.
The old-fashioned way, when Julius Caesar went to his palace, that you were recently at in Las Vegas, he would go to the various stores.
This is true. And, before that, they went to mud huts, thatched roofs. That's where they would get their beaver pelts, get the extra beaver pelts that they would give people.
I went to the mud hut today.
Yeah, how was that? How was that working for you?
Like Chanel number 5.
Okay. Well, I sprayed it six times. I used the orange spray when I went in there.
Now, just Buzz. Just right.
I didn't overdo it. It's concentrate, as Buzz said, so I didn't overdo the spray.
What is the amount that you put on, that you wrote on the top of the bottle? Didn't you write four sprays?
I said four, but for a tough job, six is fine.
I got to be honest with you. If I hit that thing four sprays after today, that would catch you guys on the outside steps when you were walking into the building.
Buzz was so mad when that engineer took a dump and sprayed all of that orange citrus.
Oh my
he
God.
Wrote
he sprayed it like regular spray, and he can't do that because that's citrus spray from concentrate.
Right. So Buzz took this can and actually wrote on it, a little goes a long way, and then he circles the word concentrate.
It's concentrated.
Concentrated citrus magic.
Uh-huh.
And that's the product. That's the product that I... Oh, no.
If you just press down on the button and
now
hold
that's,
it.
That'll last you all day right there,
beautiful.
That little spray that
you'll
you did.
You'll gag if you hold the button down.
Don just hit it one time. And that's I got that from the car wash.
Oh! Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's delightful. It's made it's made from the rinds of the oranges.
It is.
So anyway, I'll now be one of those people. I'm going to try not to be one of those people that is very boastful and braggart.
Yeah. Okay?
You know, boasting that you're not done yet.
You probably should only start bragging once everything has been shipped, though.
That is why I have a girlfriend.
She's going to the warehouses to pick up the products? Is that the way it's going
to
work?
The products all get shipped to our home.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then Janet, sweet girl that she is,
yes,
she wraps them up and ships them to whoever they need to be shipped to.
That's great.
Grandkids.
Oh, so she's like your own version of UPS right in your home.
Sure.
Complete
that's
with
good.
Wrapping.
That's good. But I still think they have to get from the merchandiser to your door. And until you really want to, you should really brag once you've got them all in hand.
There is a pile of stuff.
All of it?
In my office. Everything.
Everything?
It's done. It's here.
I'm telling you.
It's incredible.
I'm not saying I'm done on paper with receipts. I'm done.
Wow.
I don't got to walk into a store. I don't have to do dick.
That's
you're gonna,
great.
You're going to spend the rest of your time baking, right?
You can make fruit pies like Rob does.
Fruit cake.
Fruit cakes.
Can't wait.
Are you really making us fruit cakes?
I've already done it.
I requested one today. He brought one in for Buzz.
You're nice.
Everybody hates fruit cake.
No.
Well, do you remember? I was asking Rob if he remembers the history. Do you remember the history of fruit cakes from my home?
With your mom, sure.
My mom would make these bricks that would stay in the downstairs refrigerator, the old 1800s refrigerator, all year long.
And Honeymooners refrigerator.
And if we didn't give them away, they would stay there. And I sampled one time. And it was no flavor that I could really identify.
My fruitcake is so good that I think I'm actually going to have to make a second batch this weekend.
Well, what it has in it, the reason I don't like fruitcake, most of the time it's got unidentified fruit in it.
Exactly.
The citron.
It's got whatever it is, it's fruit that's not the right color.
It's clear, right?
It's gelatinous and it's like greens and pinks and whatever.
How about this? The same thing that you hate in that is what you love in that citrus spray. It's
like
the
rind. It's like taking Jell-O mold and pimento and snout of some animal.
Byproducts.
You've had bad fruitcake.
Yes,
obviously.
There is no such thing as a good fruitcake.
Mine is like Christmas Day and losing your virginity wrapped into water.
Do you put booze in it?
A little bit.
Really?
Not too much.
Splash of rum?
The secret, no, it's bourbon-soaked raisins.
Oh.
bourbon-soaked raisins. Now I'm interested.
See, now he's
listening.
It's just candied fruit. That's what they put in it.
That's cake, the thing.
Cake with candied fruit.
What's wrong with that? Let me explain about fruit. Fruit is sweet.
Uh-huh.
Fruit has actual sugar in it.
A little, yes.
So why do you need to candy
fruit? It needs to be preserved.
Oh, all right.
A fruit cake wrapped well can last 25 years with no degradation.
Mm-hmm.
Degradation, sorry.
So can an MRE.
Yeah, but you see, this will never last 25 years. I'll be surprised if Buzz is
so can a Twinkie.
Yeah, why don't you send those over to our boys in Iraq?
I will. How about that? And they'll send me a thank you note.
Well, you better send it wrapped in porn.
Thank you. Yeah, my porno-wrapped fruitcake.
Rob's sending out his porno-wrapped fruitcakes again. That's delightful.
Uno momento. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm making fruitcakes right now, and everybody loves my fruitcakes.
How's your candied fruit?
I'm sure, but they're lying to you, honey. You know, they take it, they bring it home, and they put it in the pantry, and it sits there. And at best, it gets re-gifted at least twice.
Because I soak the raisins and the cherries overnight in Kentucky bourbon. And
that's
it's
great.
It's really good.
That's great. Just pour it in a glass then. Just drink it.
I'm going to give you one.
No, please don't.
Do you put rum in yours?
We'll use it as a doorstop.
I soak it overnight in bourbon.
Oh, so bourbon is
every week, like
bourbon.
Oh, God, it's really good.
I don't like bourbon.
It sounds good. I'd love to try it.
Okay, well, I'm sending you some anyway.
Great.
Fruitcake.
I'll eat it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Humbug. To you.
And have the balls to say Merry Christmas, please.
Yeah, bye.
Well, maybe it was a Jewish fruitcake.
Well, then.
Kosher.
You know, happy Chanukah to you.
Chanukah fruitcake.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Yeah. We normally don't go with like entertainment stuff right out of the box.
No.
However, if you'll pardon the pun, Britney's box, my girl Britney, her box is back in the news.
Oh, is she your girl again?
She's always been my girl, Mike.
I think you've wavered a couple of times.
No, as Paula Abdul has sung, forever your girl. I've stood by her. I've stood by her through the dirty feet.
The Texaco restroom dirty feet segment.
Through the head shaving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Through the going crazy with the pills and the booze.
Did we ever mention the pimples around the mouth stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's pregnant again.
Well, that's a rumor.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's been denied.
The cat's name is J.R. Rotem.
Rotem. R-O-T-E-M, right?
S-period C-R-O-T-U-M.
O-T-U-M.
S-C Rotem.
It's J.R. Rotem.
S.C. Rotem. S.C. Rotem is the father of Britney's baby.
Anyway, he's the guy that's coming out and saying that.
Music producer.
But the really big news is about her house, that she has a secret sex room.
Ooh, now I haven't heard this.
And she has, are you ready? Feces-smeared couches.
Oh, God. Is that like kids poop where she hasn't changed diapers properly or children, worse?
Well, children room? And animal poop.
And
Federline.
Her mansion feces. Has a double-locked, X-rated fantasy room with ticklers, whips, handcuffs, big metal bed frame.
But I can't get excited about that if you have to walk through the living room that's got feces-stained couches.
It has a mirrored ceiling, a glass jar with spanking paddles, all of her kinky outfits. And, the house is stinky.
Oh, God, I knew it would be.
The white couches.
Yeah, of course she's got the Beverly Hills couches.
The white couches.
Oliver.
Bear hideous stains of feces from diaper changing and Britney's dog.
You know why I believe this? Because I can picture her changing the kid's diaper on the couch without any, like, blanket or towel underneath.
The Star tabloid says that the L.A. County court-appointed watchdog is saying she's been out there and the whole house is a health hazard.
Wow.
But she's pregnant again.
Wait, but here's the deal with her. Once again, it's like she has the driver who I guess just quit. But she has the wherewithal, I would think, to hire whoever to clean up the feces.
You would hope, you would think.
She doesn't seem to choose to do that. That's why you always see her driving her own car. That's why she's doing that. But, you know, on the way to the sex room, it would have to turn somebody off, even if you were going to where the whips and the chains
and
were.
Still, that's my girl.
You're still, well, it's a new era now. You're standing by here in the feces on the couch era.
I will clean her up. I will sell the children off to the highest bidder, maybe Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Good.
I know that they're not in vogue. They're not Vietnamese or from a third world country, but maybe I can find some celebrity that would take them off my hands.
What about the demon child? The new demon seed that is growing inside of her, no. Allegedly.
Well,
what will you do with that new spawn?
Here's the thing. I will give it a fair chance to develop.
Right. And it will be born a hermaphrodite, too. It'll be both sexes when
because
it comes out.
You have to remember, I don't care if it was George Clooney
right.
dipping his pen into that inkwell. You know who had his pen in that inkwell for an awful long time? Kevin Federline.
Yes, he did.
And
yes.
I don't care how many times you clean that inkwell,
mm-hmm.
you're never going to be able to get all of the residue out, all of the little creepy crawlies.
Yeah, so K-Fed crud.
There's always going to be a little K-Fed in anything that comes out of Britney.
And now the famous S.C. Rodham's child that's growing inside of her.
How great.
And but they really have vehemently denied that rumor. There's a picture that I saw on the internet today that's got Britney, who's sitting there from one of her music videos or one of her failed appearances on TV recently. And she has that deal where she's jutting her stomach out, mm-hmm. and she definitely appears in this photograph to be pregnant. But now they're saying, I guess it's Us Weekly. Is that who's breaking this story?
The thing is now it's Us Weekly, it's Star Magazine,
right.
and it's some other LA.com thing. So there are three separate sources that are all confirming not only is she pregnant, but she has poop all over her couch.
Oh, God. What a lovely lady. My dream lady.
My girl.
Oh, God.
Leave Britney alone.
Sex symbol.
Well, now that we've seen those feet exposed all the time, we know what's between the toes. Lovely.
Hello. Hey.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, do you actually think that she changes those kids' diapers? Those couches probably used to be in the sex room.
I think she probably changes the diapers like she drives her own car. I think she's into doing those things herself.
I imagine that there are times with m'lady when the youngsters are running around diapers akimbo. Bare-ass, like the little girl in the Copper Tone ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they just go on the couches.
That's what I'm guessing, Mike.
Yeah, that could happen either way.
Sure could.
I picture her laying the child out without a proper like towel or blanket underneath and then going, yeah, I got to text somebody. And she's texting somebody and, doesn't finish the job and there's sleepage. That's exactly what happens.
And what if she says to one of the babies, hey, let the dog out. And then she goes back to her sex room.
Y'all let the dog out. You hear? I do like the sex room, though.
This was somebody else.
What a skank. What a skank, skank, skank.
But she's your skank.
She is.
All yours.
She is a walking fruitcake. And I don't mean nutty like a fruitcake. I mean, she's like bad stuff in there.
Well, if you got down there and you saw candied fruit, you'd know to stay away.
That ain't citron.
I am positive that she could make her own fruitcake. My God.
And does.
Look what I made, y'all.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, they got a picture of Britney's sex room on the net.
A picture?
Yeah. You go to www.scatlover.com.
Quat not. Turning the tables on us.
Britney's homemade corn cake.
Delicious corn cake.
Britney's yeast.
Hey, Britney's making her own conch fritters.
Hey, not to be confused with Carrie Spiewak's yeast.
What is that? Oh, that stopped me in my tracks. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you weren't in on it, Mike. I know that the other night when I was driving home, I was praying to God that I wouldn't get pulled over by a cop because I would have been in jail because I had a baggie. Mm-hmm. I take it back.
Oh, that.
Not just a baggie, like a freezer size bag.
A gallon bag.
Yeah, I was in on this. I know what you're talking about.
The friendship bread.
A gallon bag of this white powder.
Goo, yeah.
This goo.
It's liquid.
And Rob gave it to me.
Jankum.
He gave one. He gave one to Buzz.
Right.
And he gave one to me.
Gave one to me.
Oh, did he give one to you really?
Yes,
as well?
He did. Yes.
Did it make it home, Mike?
Yes, it did. Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, we've yesterday, the day before was the day that it was
day 10.
Ready
day 10,
to go,
yeah.
And that's the day that we baked it, and it's we haven't eaten it yet, but it's ready. I'm lying.
You're not even lying very
so
well.
I'm so lying my ass off.
Not even lying.
No,
very
it
well.
Sat there for a couple of days. Carla's comment to me was, "Tell Rob we enjoyed it." as soon as she looked at the bag,
I don't.
The hell is that?
Was really
I
good.
Said to Rob, what is this? And Rob said, it's yeast. Carrie is giving the yeast to Janet. And I said,
and you can thank me later.
I said, for what? And he said, oh, it's something they talked about at dinner.
Uh-huh. Friendship bread.
When we all went out to dinner.
Amish friendship bread.
And it's obvious that I had tuned out that part of the conversation.
What? Amish friendship bread.
Ringo ate a pound of it today.
That's true. This morning for breakfast, I ate a loaf.
So you stuck with it.
Oh, my God. I love it. It's great.
Hold on. So is Janet. She's making it as well. And the deal is supposed to be that you make the bread.
And then
you pass off the yeast, another bag
every time of
the heroin or cocaine.
Every time you have the Jankum starter, it yields one loaf and four more starters. Uh-huh. So you have to keep giving it away to people. And if you don't, I gave up on it. I threw away my starter.
Well, I wasn't going to be in town over the weekend, and you said
your
you have to.
Your excuses are no good now.
You have to mush the bag, and we weren't going to be there to mush the bag. I'm not bringing that on the plane.
Oh, I think I'm
not taking that through security.
Excuse me, sir.
The active yeast will make that bag explode. It will explode.
Yeah. Will it really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to enjoy it.
I sure did go 55 that night going home.
I bet. Yeah.
Because it was just sitting right on the seat of the car next to me. And look at that going like, no cop is going to believe that I'm bringing home a bag of yeast for friendship bread.
Excuse me, sir. Is this liquid cocaine?
Yes, it is.
My God. And then the instructions that are so detailed. It was a 10-day process.
Tell
this
me about it.
This is a 10-day process to make this bread.
That's why we had to give up on it. But the good news is if Marsha's in on it and if Janet's in on it,
she is.
A lot of starters going to be made.
It'll live on.
We can all get back in on it.
It's like a weird chain letter / pyramid scheme, like an Amway thing.
Only with yeast.
Amway
with yeast.
My wife has the best yeast.
And the instructions would say mush the bag. You mush the bag.
Let the air out, essentially.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know anything about letting the air out.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure that's what mushing
the bag means.
Mush the bag. Well, you have to open the thing.
So it doesn't.
Is she calling right now?
Oh, here are recipe instructions now.
Here we go.
Radio, hello.
My lady. Rob's wife.
That goo was from me, she said. The bag. But you're the one who started it.
So hold on. It could be Rob's or Carrie's. We don't know whose goo it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. She's saying that's my goo. Literally my goo. It's a joke. It's a vasectomy.
Get it while you can.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Spaghetti on the internet.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
I see what she was going for something there.
Yes, she was.
Sometimes
when you pick up, it's good.
You never know. It's a crapshoot.
What did she really want?
That's what she wanted
to say.
That
was it.
She called to say.
It was a number three joke.
Oh, she made one.
What she was saying was that Rob is giving up all of his number three because on December 20th.
19th, it turns out.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, the 19th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm free the 19th.
Well, then you must come.
I'll just stop by. Well, depending on how my visit goes tomorrow.
Rob is having a vasectomy, so that was Carrie calling, making a fabulous witticism.
Friendship bread. The friendship bread joke.
So the end result of the has Janet made the bread yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so Buzz, you're the only one that's had it.
Here's where you can't lose. It's got applesauce, it's got cinnamon, it's got sugar. Oh, man, it's great. It really is good.
My most recent batch before I gave up on it was great.
Really?
Amazing.
Oh, so, I mean, like, above average.
Lordy, yes.
I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it.
I'm not a bread aficionado.
It's more of a cake than a bread, really. It's more like a dessert than an actual bread.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
You wouldn't put
bologna. Hey, guys.
Hey,
hi, Donna Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I'm thinking that Britney's baby might end up like that baby in the movie Trainspotting.
You.
That's right, baby.
I'm thinking of an Alice Cooper song now. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm picturing that scene in Trainspotting. I love it. When the guy's thrown up and he goes to the toilet to find his stuff.
Oh, it's nasty.
Oh, good times.
Nasty. Yeah. Sunny your days.
Bag that.
Good memories. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Urinals. Hi, what's up?
Hi there.
Sit down, toilets. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yes, we're right here. We're ready to believe you.
Hello, Dad. Okay, I have a friendship cake story. It took 10 frigging days to do this cake. Mm-hmm. I prepared it. I had it ready for taking to Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And we had been babysitting with a friend's Rottweiler.
Yes.
And while we went out on an errand, the Rottweiler jumped up and bit a section out of this cake.
Oh, my. How long have you...
After 10 days.
How long have you known Michael Vick?
I'm sorry, say again?
It's a little dog fighting humor, ma'am.
I say this is a great story. So the Rottweiler ate the friendship cake.
No, he only ate one section of it.
Only one section of it.
Just part of the cake.
Don't you understand?
Did you eat the rest of the cake?
Well, the point is that I don't know which was worse. I wish he'd eaten the whole thing.
Yo, you didn't like the friendship cake.
No.
Is this, by any chance, Paula Goldstein?
Well, neither the Dot Rottweiler didn't like it.
Can you say I'm not happy?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you say I'm not happy?
I'm not happy.
Now, let's compare that.
I'm not happy.
Wow.
Very similar.
Your voice sounds very much like the voice of one of our most beloved interns.
What, moms.
Say it again. I'm not happy.
Yeah, his mom. Her name is Paula Goldstein.
Ma'am?
Lady?
She's gone.
Friendly cake lady?
She sounded exactly like that. Sounded very similar. These are the Rottweilers, ladies and gentlemen.
What do we have this label under? Vic?
Mike Vick. Yeah.
Mike Vick.
Mike Vick.
Hello there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Donna Mike. That lady sounded like Regis Philbin on Helium. That was brutal. Anyway, hey, Robbie.
Your voice is beautiful, though.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, what's your name?
Ringo. All right. Ringo. You got to know that you're down for the count when Buzz comes up and knocks you out. Let's hear it for today's champion, Buzz Burbank, also known as Johnny.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Knocked out, when you're knocked out by the nicest guy on the show.
That's true.
Ouch.
What's your name, friend?
My name is Jerry.
Jerry, what can I do for you?
Robbie, you might want to send your cake over to Iraq. You see the guys in the Humvees sitting on their helmets, right? You know why they're sitting on those helmets is, you know, they don't have the armor plating that
well,
they
that's
need.
Like, isn't that the movie also Full Metal Jacket?
Correct.
When they're joking right. with the guy, you know, he talks about, hey, why are you sitting on your helmet? So I don't get my blown off.
Right.
You know, and then the guy, or that's Apocalypse Now, actually. That's what that movie's from.
Exactly. Six guys sitting on fruitcakes. That's sweet. That'd be great.
Thank you for calling, Jerry.
Hey, you're welcome.
Hey, good phone you're calling on, Jerry.
Jerry.
Everything about this has been great. Hold on, Jerry.
Pretty funny. I work for the phone company, too.
That is funny.
I'm sorry I laughed at that. I apologize.
Laugh. Which phone company?
Have a nice day. Oh, the one with three initials?
American Telephone
ASS?
And Telegram.
See?
ASS.
AT&T.
PEE?
Yeah. Going back to the monopoly, we're taking over everyone.
What do you do? What do you do for the phone company, Jerry?
I laughed so hard today. I saw a plumber. I'll give them a plug here in the D.C. Metro. It's Peed. P-E-E-D.
Yes,
and I about peed when I read the sign. The guy drove by. It says, having plumbing problems? Call Peed.
Peed Plumber.
Yeah.
Really?
Real. Yeah, absolutely.
Made me laugh.
Do you do ads for him?
Not yet.
Peed well. Plumber.
Hello, Jerry?
Yes.
All right. What do you do for the phone company, Jerry?
Well, I'm an administrator. I work in, we basically work with outside techs that fix problems in central office.
Oh, it's too bad. I thought you were a lineman for the county.
One of those guys that climbs the poles, Jerry.
No, sir. I sit in front of a monitor all day.
Yeah, we'll send you a friendship, Brad.
Thank you very much.
We need more payphones.
That Rob, I'm sorry, that's an antiquated technology.
No, no, I want booths. I want glass booths.
No, it doesn't happen anymore.
Need them on Rockville Pike.
They're going away and they're not coming back.
Mike, you're not talking sense.
Live in the now, Rob.
Think of the quarters he could make.
Live in the now.
I know you want it all to be like the phone booth outside of that diner in Goodfellas.
Get out of here.
But he tips over. It's not going to happen.
And I want rotary phones in those phones.
No.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys, I just want to say how much I love Buzz. He's been a staple of mine for years. I love his piping in with comments, and hearing him skewer that guy just a few moments ago made my day.
Round of applause there for Buzz go, Burbank.
Oh, thank you. Woo-hoo! Very nice.
Thank you.
We couldn't agree more.
Yeah, you know you got to be an a-hole when Buzz says something bad to you, right?
Well, he's all hopped up on his friendship, Brett.
I'm full of sugar.
Hello, Dynamite Show. Leave Rob's generous scrotum alone right now.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
S.C. Rotum. I still like that.
Yeah.
Father of Britney's dad. Mm-hmm. Or father of Britney's child, not father of Britney's dad.
Yes, S.C. Rotum is the daddy.
Don't forget the couches.
Covered.
The white couches.
dog and child.
The word actually was smeared.
Smeared, and it, they said dog, and we don't know whether it was baby or perhaps it was...
It just said animal and human.
Adult.
It's an interesting print, Ms. Spears.
Do you think maybe Brittany herself, occasionally?
Hello, Don and Mike Show,
bouts m'lady. With incontinence.
This is where m'lady goes.
Gray area.
M'lady is too big a star to make her way down the hallway.
Here, Brittany, scoot over here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do you think she's like that dog in that Stanley Steamer commercial?
Oh, dragging your butt along the carpet?
Yeah. Drags his ass along the
carpet. I bet it's a white shag carpet, too.
Mm-hmm. Have to be.
Everything's, like, it's got the white floors. It's like
Austin Powers.
Yeah, it's like Austin Powers, Joan Crawford, her house in Mommy Dearest, where everything is white tile, white furniture. Yeah. All those Beverly Hills houses are like that.
It's probably still like... Maybe circa like Elvis in the Jungle Room.
And she's got that white Mercedes that she drives around in, too. So that's her color of choice. How about the seats in the Mercedes?
Oh. Yeah.
Be all kinds of colors there. It'd be a rainbow of colors.
Yeah.
Would you do the sniff test on Britney's car seat?
In a moment.
Is this cowhide?
You know what? I would sniff a Band-Aid that you pulled off her anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Britney Spears is anywhere.
I'm curious.
Between the toes.
I bet she has a white couch, and I bet it's very long. Hello. I bet it's about 200 inches long.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Take the drugs on the 19th.
Plan on it. I plan on drugging and drinking and driving.
Good for you, Ron.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fun to drive after you have a vasectomy.
Hi there. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, have you seen the naked pictures of Christina Aguilera pregnant?
Yes, oh, I have, darling. As a matter of fact.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've already seen where babies come out.
Mm-hmm. Do we have that already?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Are we talking about the same one? Are we talking about...
The pictures I saw today were on the cover of... I forgot what magazine it was, but it's like a Demi Moore picture that she's got.
Oh, we were talking about her getting out of a car.
Yeah.
And you could see
when
she was
this
pregnant.
Is a different picture. She's talking about the picture on the cover of
Boys Life.
Marie Claire, is that a magazine?
That's a magazine,
Marie Claire.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't really count, though.
It's the, you know, it's the tastefully posed
see,
nude.
No, see, the nude shot that we were thinking of was the one that we looked at last week where she's getting out of the car. And
this
she's,
is her
she's got no undies on.
Posing and completely naked. And, you know, as far as pregnant women go, she's hot.
Yep. Profile shot.
It's a profile shot. I mean, it's not the. It's not like she's sitting there in Hustler magazine going, "Here's where the baby comes out."
Not like the car shot.
She's doing the profile shot, and the cover of the magazine has her in a little jacket, sort of with no top on underneath, and she's sitting there, and she's posing sideways without bottoms either.
Sounds alluring.
And then inside the magazine is a full nude where she's sideways, and you see her lovely rump.
Mm.
Yeah.
Her face is so waxy, though.
She's got a lot of makeup on.
I don't think she wears any makeup.
I would take her over Britney any day of the week.
So would I, seriously. Sure. Yeah. I mean, not that I wouldn't do Britney, but I'd do Christina before that. Mm-hmm. I think that Christina Aguilera probably has, you know, those big novelty wax lips?
Yeah.
You can get in a store?
Mm-hmm.
They could go in both places.
I didn't see that on the magazine cover, though.
I'm okay with that.
She does paint herself up real nice, you know, and I kind of like that. We had the whole discussion about Marianne and Ginger years ago. You know, it's that Ginger look that she's got.
She pours on so much of it, though.
She overdoes it. She doesn't need it. I think she's a pretty lady anyway.
Well, she's hot as balls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
I just want to tell you about my vasectomy that I had here a long time ago in Rochester.
And you're excited about it, aren't you?
Well, it was the weird thing about it is the name of the doctor, and this is the truth. The doctor's name here is Dr. Stop.
Dr. Stop?
Yeah.
S-T-O-P?
That's really his name, too. Oh,
well, if you're going to mention his name, the correct pronunciation should be, excuse me, hello, sir.
Hey.
The correct name of the doctor should be Stop.
Stop.
Dr. Stop.
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 Well, the best part,
yeah, here
you
we
have
go.
The whole surgery.
Well, he's so excited, part. He's got to get to the best part.
Stop.
The best part is when they pull your crank up and they tape it to your stomach, or in Rob's case, probably up to his chest.
True.
Oh, sure. Of course. His generous thing.
Yeah, Rob can tie it around his neck like a necktie.
No tape necessary.
There's no tape. He just has to throw it over his shoulder.
It'll look like a snake charmer.
And you just are so excited about having a vasectomy, aren't you?
He's already had one.
Yeah, I know. He's like all those guys that call in and are just turbocharged about the fact that they've been sterilized.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. You want a little thing on your lapel, the scissors, you know? So it shows that you're safe.
Yeah, that's what you want to go out with.
Sure. Why wear one of those little pins that got like a red ribbon or a pink ribbon or maybe the American flag? Go out there with a little pin on.
It's got scissors.
Scissors to show girls that
you're shooting blanks.
You're safe.
Wow.
Where can you get those?
You know, you see, I knew that was going to, because if they really did exist, you would have guys all over the place. Yeah, I'm totally safe.
I had no idea.
No problem at all. I'm wearing the scissors. The golden scissors.
But speaking for the ladies out there, how could you trust a scissor wearing man?
Yeah, that's true, because you never know, because guys lie, especially when it comes to sex.
You know, then chicks might as well wear pins that say pill, or that have little pills on them.
They have that little round pill dispenser.
Or have little IUDs.
Yeah, a little squiggly.
Condom pins.
Or that little, what's that, like... maybe it's a diaphragm.
How about the contraceptive sponge? You could actually wear the sponge.
What's that?
You could wear the sponge on your lapel.
What's the thing that's like? It's like the screw on top to a mason jar, and it's got
diaphragm.
Yeah, that's
diaphragm.
It.
That's
and it's
exactly
got like a big floppy hat on top of it.
And a diaphragm. You know, you could use one. You know, for later, and you could actually wear one. You know, on your lapel.
Or as a hat.
If I was a female jewel smuggler,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you something. Now, in this modern day and age after 9/11, where you get a total body scan,
right.
This probably wouldn't work. But man, oh man, if I was on one of those Ocean's 13 capers.
I wonder if diamonds show up.
I'd say to my gal, guess what? Fill your diaphragm up, mm-hmm. and now let's walk through. Because I don't think that they would set a metal detector off.
I don't think they would either. I'm very curious as to whether you could put diamonds, you know, right where the diaphragm goes, and you could actually make it through a security checkpoint. I think they probably wouldn't show up. I mean, they're, I don't know, would they?
They're not metal, so they wouldn't show up on a metal detector. But now that they're starting to do body scans.
That's what I was saying.
What about
now,
that thing that they that I've gone through only one time, the thing goes, and it like blows the air, and
that,
it makes your, you know.
That might see it. That's one of the body scans.
Yeah, and a lot of airports now have that thing. Gosh, it was something in a stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger movie 15 years ago where he's running through some security, and they actually showed his body in a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember everybody going, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Right.
Well, that's pretty much what they can do now.
That's very, very exciting, but I still don't think it would show diamonds. I think you'd be perfectly safe. Diamonds in the diaphragm.
Well, what we need is we would need a female partner with a giant, giant
place.
It's too bad Cheryl has passed.
A hiding place.
Cheryl the Big Dyke
right.
would have been perfect.
Well, I think we still have some contacts that we could maybe get in touch with that would be able to help us out there.
She could have smuggled out the Hope Diamond.
I'm trying to think. Oh, so many women are coming to mind right now.
She could have smuggled out a Fabergé egg.
Right.
Which is something they use in those caper movies all the time.
I just wish that certain employees of WJFK were still employees there.
Well, I'll put a sign up at Fairfax, see if we get any bites.
Mm-hmm. I think that we all have one in mind that might have worked out very well for that. I'm not going to mention names, though.
No longer there?
No longer there.
Ah.
You know who I'm talking about,
I
don't
do.
You? Right. Do you know
I
who
don't.
I'm talking about?
I just want to say happy holidays to Michelle.
Thank you. He knew. He knew. He said he didn't know, but he knew.
Hell,
fantastic.
As long as we're in Europe, why do we steal a BMW and put that in there, too? See if she can get through the metal detectors with a BMW.
Congratulations. You have smuggled an entire A380 Airbus. Congratulations. How did you get that through security? Good job.
Erased. Ah, Christ is King. Hello.
Britney Spears alone.
Don and Mike.
Okay, so she likes to go out at night and pulls it up and perhaps grind hips with magic man David Blaine. I ask you. Is that so long, and so what if there is baby debut on the furniture? Leave Britney Spears alone.
Thank you. You know, that texting stuff, that stuff that where you put in, type in the words, even that technology has come so far. Do you remember 5 years ago we had a sponsor that actually was paying for if people wrote us email? At the time we were amazed. This is a machine that will read the email.
Right.
Remember back then?
Yeah.
And people figured out how phonetically to get it to talk, but even back then, it was like, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it always sounds the same way. Even the British one, but even the one that you played from Roger Ebert yesterday, the British guy, that was the most emotion, is that the word I'm looking for, that ever came out of one of those machines. Even the one we had, was it was close, but it wasn't as good as the one he had.
His was smoother.
Mm-hmm. I was playing with it today. It's AT&T.com, something like that. It's on our website. There's a link on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. And I was just typing in stuff like, do I make you horny? And getting it to repeat it with a French accent. And at one point it said, do I make you horny? Question mark?
Question mark. I like it when it has the inflection. It's hard to get that out of those machines.
Now, I don't know why it didn't give the inflection rather than saying question mark.
And do the dot, dot, dots really work for the pauses? Because sometimes yesterday they were working, sometimes they weren't.
I think you don't do dot, dot, dot. You just do space, space, space.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, the movie was Total Recall with Arnold.
Ah, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Mars.
Welcome to Mars. Sharon Stone, right?
Yeah, a young Sharon Stone.
Young, hot Sharon Stone.
A bad girl. She played a bad girl again in that
movie. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Herman the One-Eyed German here.
Oh, nickname.
Oh, sorry about that. Herman the One-Eyed German. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
As we are wont to do, here's our favorite TV show, House. In the house in 1 minute.
Who are you keeping? You owed me a decision 10 days ago.
I want two names by Friday.
Fine.
Jimmy Quibb. He is a punk rock singer.
I've died and gone to diagnostic heaven. Final case. Get it right, you're hired.
It's one thing to hire based on a game.
Oh, I won't need your lecture.
It's insane to treat based on a game.
I screwed up a diagnosis.
Thank you for letting me know.
If you were always right, then you wouldn't have just been wrong. Or let the patient mainline nicotine. You're wanted in the loser's circle.
Are you going to fire me because I like to win?
I handed the guy a death sentence.
He's not distressed with a death sentence. He's distressed with a life sentence.
I think there's more to him than the drugs.
It's the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. I want to keep all four.
You can have two.
I've been sharing needles with this guy. Definitely not drugs. You care if I appreciate your music, but you don't care if you live or die.
You're suing me, not for the wrong diagnosis, but for the right one?
How come you're going around asking everyone who you should fire? Dying's easy. Living's hard.
Are we still fired?
Game over.
This was your plan all along.
Ta-da!
The Don and Mike Show.
Ta-da! He got his way after all.
Yay.
I haven't ever considered their radio show anything other than a perfect 10.
Thank you.
At first, my friend said they were great. And now I'm saying it too.
I have no desire to ever do anything other than sit around all day and listen to their show.
They are bananas, Don and Mike.
Right.
They're the only radio station I've ever listened to because they're the only thing I've ever known.
The first time I heard them, I was standing in awe. And I'm still standing there.
I once considered being gay, but after listening, I decided to continue to be not gay. I'll
get you. More unsolicited testimonials.
We appreciate it.
About our show. And we do thank you very hard for that. We had a lot of talk yesterday about Sean Taylor and everything that's going on with him. I got an email from a cop buddy of mine who brings up some points. It's all speculation right now.
Okay. Yes.
But I found this interesting from a police officer's perspective. Leave the guy's name out. He writes, Don, I know Redskins fans are shocked at what happened, but how about the truth? Undeniable truths. Now, remember, this is a cop's perspective.
Right.
Burglars break into homes to steal. They do not break in to shoot people unless they know the person and have a grudge against them. Then it's called a home invasion robbery. Mm-hmm. Random burglaries occur a lot. Repeat burglaries from the same suspect hardly ever happen unless the suspect is an acquaintance. Scorned women aim for the groin. Shoot once or twice, lay the gun down. Heard you guys talking about this yesterday. Watch the investigation. I bet he was shot with his own weapon. The gun will turn up in the search. What was his girlfriend's role? Did she try to stop the bleeding? Did she call 911 right away? Thought here, most likely one, girlfriend did it due to his unfaithfulness and made up story about home invasion, or two, old acquaintance from his sordid past he's trying to leave.
A lot of speculation there. A lot of speculation there. And but, so far, nothing new on the investigation, right?
Right. No, but I thought it was interesting because it's a cop who I know is a buddy, mm-hmm. just unsolicited, writing some of the questions, I guess, that police officers have about this as well.
Sure. When you have something like this that happens, you've got so many cops that, go closed-mouthed on the whole thing because they don't have all the information yet and they don't want to let anything out. And right. Obviously there's going to be a lot of media interest to, as far as getting to the bottom of this as soon as possible.
I'll tell you one cop I don't like is this guy, and it's awful that he has the name Peterson and that the missing wife what's her name? It's not Stacy Peterson. But what's the wife's name?
No. Scott Peterson is the right. Oh, no, there's the other. This is another
this
Peterson.
Is, right.
Now, this is the cop that was the chief of police.
That's what I'm
right?
saying. This is the guy. What, Joe?
Yes, his wife's name was Stacy Peterson.
Ah, thank good. You. Okay.
All right, so that's why there's like repetition.
This is the guy you're talking about that went on the Today Show.
This is the
and
guy.
And made really a terrible appearance on the Today Show.
Well, everything this guy has done has been awful. I saw this guy at a news conference today. Came on at his front porch, not a news conference, but, the cameras are there. Mm. He came out like a player at the Super Bowl on media day, had his little handheld video camera, and was saying to the reporters, I'm documenting this,
mm-hmm.
so you know what it's like to have somebody tape you all the time. And he's laughing about it.
This guy is either telling the God's honest truth, or he is so certifiably insane that he thinks he can get over on the media, on the authorities that are looking into this.
Right.
Because the guy went up, the first time I saw him was right after this lady had gone missing. And this guy, did you see him on the interview on the Today Show? He was unflappable. I mean, to a point where he was so confident that he came across as being a slicky boy, and he looked like, he didn't care. Mm. And it was just strange because there was no, throughout it all, whether the guy did anything or not, there's this, you would think you would have some remorse. But then he brought up the fact that they had marital issues anyway, and that he thought she might have left him.
He is still maintaining that she's just...
And is it true that the mother is missing, too? Her mother is missing? That's the latest on this story? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just... Even though I might believe the guy's story... Hi, Joe. Are you waving, or do you want to say something?
I want to say something. I've been following this for weeks.
Hi, Joe.
Well, here's our special correspondent on this story, Joe Ardinger.
I love true crime. Her mother did disappear some years ago. She was kind of a mental patient after losing a couple of family members, so she just kind of disappeared.
And the mother is currently missing also, right?
Well, yeah, they never found her. And
oh, okay, so that's...
She was kind of crazy, so she kind of went nuts with drugs and alcohol.
But they haven't found her. They don't know where she is either.
That's right.
Thank you. Reporting from the fried chicken glass enclosed studios, the Chef Boyardee studios.
He is Chef Boyardee. He is actually following all of these stories as we speak from the Nerve Center.
News tidbit so urgent he could not walk down the hall.
He had to wave.
But he stood and waved.
Hey, but how often does he get urgent?
True.
How often does he jump to the microphone?
It's Wednesday.
It is. It's Wednesday,
Joe's
Joe. Middle of the week.
Joe's peak day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find this cop is really starting to piss me off, even if he's right.
Yeah.
And even if she is just trying to stick it to him and she's doing a good job.
Yeah, it could be a third thing, too. I said he's either, telling the truth, he's insane, or a third thing would be that he thinks he is so smart that he's got it over on everybody, and he doesn't care. And his attitude, because he's been in law enforcement, is bring it. Bring it on, and let's see what happens.
I think there's a very good chance of that.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes me think that maybe it's that is, who is that guy? Gary Hart. That's the guy. Remember he said...
You mean the senator?
He said, yeah. Right. Hey, you think I'm doing something? Follow me around.
So they did. And
they followed him around like in 5 minutes. They found him boning that girl on a boat.
And we didn't mention the most incriminating thing about this police chief is the fact that they have another wife that died also under mysterious circumstances. And it really wasn't considered that mysterious at the time.
But this guy comes out on his front porch and looks like an actor who's being bothered by the paparazzi mm-hmm. with like, hey.
Same attitude.
You know me. I'm this guy.
And then they talk about the blood evidence that was found in the tub where she drowned. It's there's a lot that stinks about this story.
Today, another family member says that about that time, he helped him carry out a huge plastic barrel that was heavy.
True.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, they had that on the Today Show today. They encouraged
Jesus.
He took the day off or the night off the night of his wife's disappearance.
I don't know which troubles me more, this police officer you're talking about or the Miss Puerto Rico that had pepper spray put on her gown.
Oh, poor Miss Puerto Rico. That's to give her some type of bacterial infection.
She had to put ice packs all over her stomach. She was swelling up.
No. She's still very pretty, though.
But they were grilling her, too, because now they're thinking that she made this. Even though she won, they're thinking that she made this up, too.
Right. Jalapeno pepper spray.
Guilty or no guilty. Baby.
Caliente.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
Hey, comment about this cop, supposed killer, maybe, possibly.
This is what I love about talk radio. Sure. Comment about
cop.
Cop.
Maybe cop.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm not surprised.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Just confused.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this cop Peterson, he's the same one. I think they reopened the death of his third wife.
Yeah, that's the one. Did they exhume the body?
Yes, they have. And I haven't heard anything else about it, like what the coroners came back with.
All I know
didn't
is
know
he called
you guys had heard anything.
He called the police station when they did that and said, "This is Chief Peterson. Make sure the body is on my doorstep in the morning.
Have Sloan in a giant barrel."
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck lately.
Sloan has gone missing.
Rooney, you're an a-hole.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Look, my wife has driven my car right through this window.
Well, I'll tell you what. You just produce a corpse and we'll be all set. Yes, it always gets back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. A body? That's right, Buster.
Cameron, I'm so sorry. I'll tell your dad. No. I'll stand up and tell him.
That's when he starts kicking the Ferrari and then he goes through that. I love that movie. Yeah. I really do.
I love everything about that movie except Matthew Broderick.
You know, I've come along to your way of thinking as far as Matthew Broderick. And as much as I enjoyed the movie of the producers, Matthew Broderick, I don't think was the right choice. I think he is the most. He's turned himself into the most boring
talentless
man.
Toad.
Just boredom. It's boredom whenever I see that guy on screen.
Hey, hello there. Are you still there, Don and Mike? Hello,
Don.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't know if you know, but Sean Taylor, the girlfriend that he's currently dating is the niece of Andy Garcia, so that may kind of switch things as far as the girlfriend pulling the trigger.
Well, then I have one piece. I have one piece of advice for anybody involved with this. Run and hide.
Hey, go get that tape.
Run and hide.
Please.
Run and hide.
Little man.
Wherever you go, run and hide.
A lot of speculation.
Who are you? I'm Terry Benedict.
Oh, good. You got the name. Terry Benedict from what's the name of the casino?
Oh,
I don't remember it either.
God damn. Okay, but then
Ocean's 11. 12, 13.
One of those.
Yeah. Andy Garcia.
I don't count Ocean's 12. Ocean's 12 didn't count. Run and hide.
It's a vanity piece. Here we go. Here's Andy Garcia.
All right. Now, I have complied with your every request. Would you agree?
I would.
Good, because now I have one of my own.
Run and hide, asshole. Run and hide. If you should be picked up next week by a $100,000 sports car in Newport Beach, I am going to be supremely disappointed because I want my people to find you. And when they do, rest assured, we're not going to hand you over to the police. So my advice to you again is this. Run and hide.
Run and hide. So who knows? That girl might be related to Andy Garcia, although I don't think that like gives her a pass of immunity because
no. You know, it's
she may or may not be related to a movie star.
When you mention that cop's email, though, it is very, very interesting to start, you know, and the speculation is going to continue. And who knows whether, you know, they'll ever get answers to this. You never know how that's going to work.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, they just had something on CNN about Sean Taylor, one of his friends. They confessed to the shooting.
But I love it when we're scooped.
Yes,
Buzz, have we been scooped?
I'll check and see. I'll let you know.
It was all.
Well, there's again what I love about talk radio.
That's so shocking that I just I want to wait and see what the deal is with that. I mean, this sounds like it could be a prank call.
It could be.
What we've got to do is make sure that there's a way. I know we've got a lot of problems in this country, but we've got to make sure when people call radio shows,
yes,
that their cell gets through.
Absolutely. When our news watchers, when our newsmakers are out there,
right.
What is the current prize that we give for a newsmaker if they call with a scoop like that?
Well, our frequency is 106.7, so right. We go with $1.67.
We haven't bumped it up to $10.67 yet.
It's $10.67 for the news tip of the month.
Oh, the month. Okay, very good.
And then
good.
The news tip of the year gets $106.70.
Well, I'm thinking that if that guy's telling the truth, we might have a $100 prize.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
It's the Bellagio.
The Bellagio.
Do they use the real casino? Yeah, maybe you're right. That's right. The Bellagio.
So.
Run and hide.
No.
Run and hide. Hole.
Still no suspects in Sean Taylor's shooting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who are you going to believe? Buzzer the caller.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
You went to CNN.com?
And ESPN and The Wire Service.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Look, they completely forgot about that masterpiece called Godzilla that Matthew Broderick was in.
Oh. That's right.
My God. Hi, it's us, not they, and you're right. I mean,
let's not forget Inspector Gadget.
Oh, and I think it's the Bellagio, isn't it?
Yep, Bellagio.
We could make a laundry list of bad Matthew Broderick movies.
I liked Matthew Broderick when he was a kid. When he played the Slicky Boy kid, he was really, really good. But when he got into adulthood and he still looks like a child.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Kind of looks like Will Thomas from Channel 5, doesn't he?
He definitely has Will Thomas. And he looks like a guy that really could do more with his appearance.
Feminine type features.
He's like the little boy still getting ready for his fifth grade picture in school.
His youthful voice was featured in B-Movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I heard on CNN that Papa John's is off for free topping for every shot fired.
Get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Not funny.
Heard that on CNN.
That was Wolf.
That was not funny.
That was an inappropriate Wolf Blitzer joke.
That's hello? Right.
He's at it again.
Yes.
Oh, it's the soundboard guy.
Who's this?
D. Ray Morton.
Who is it?
I can't hear it.
I didn't get it either.
Ray.
Ray?
This is terrible. This is hard to understand.
Ray Morton?
D. Ray Morton.
D. Ray Morton?
Something like
that. I was at home.
I don't understand these tapes. You better go right to I'm hungry.
What?
I'm hungry. Mike's hungry. Buzz is hungry.
Hungry. We want Fred.
Shame on you.
No, give us the tape we want.
Yes.
This is a different soundboard guy.
I think
it can't be. Our original soundboard guy cannot be this bad.
Mike, I believe it's the same guy.
God, that's horrible.
What do I got?
Hey, listen, Don and I are really craving a snack right now. We can't make it any more plain.
Anything
is there a chance that you could produce something for us?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
Wow.
Thank you.
You called it.
Terrible.
He's going on the endangered species list.
He really, really is. They have to be audible. We have to be able to understand them.
The guy's like the bald eagle of our callers.
What an hide.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hawking! He's playing that game! He's still playing that game! It's Joshua! He's still playing that game!
Is that War Games?
War Games. War Games.
And you want to see a movie that'll make you feel old, go back and watch War Games and watch the technology that they have, both for the computers and cell phones and everything else they use.
I just got another bad Matthew Broderick movie, the one where he and Helen Hunt are trying to save monkeys. Is it called Project X?
Project X. Project
Awful.
X. And that is right at the moment where Matthew Broderick is making his transition into man-boyness.
If I'm not mistaken, in War Games, they actually have to put the phone in the special computer cradle.
I think so.
Right. Yeah, it's that long ago.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
How about Wellville when Matthew Broderick had a poop in his hand?
Wellville, a movie I enjoy him in. Mm-hmm. Wellville, because that's where he's playing the wimpy guy, and he's okay in that.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Hey, Don and Mike. This just in from CNN. I think Sean Taylor was giving another man's wife a foot massage.
All right, so these are the prank
the callers.
Continuing now.
Just keep getting better.
We would really like to get some decent information.
Well, there is none. There's nothing new, I don't think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you say.
I do. Matthew Broderick, to me, is like a less funny
Jerry Seinfeld with nobody around to prop him up.
Yes, everybody has an opinion on Matthew Broderick. Some of them intelligent, some of them just offered.
Who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ouch.
See, it doesn't work with Matthew Broderick.
Of course, we have to mention Eugene also. Did you mention Eugene?
Oh, no, I didn't. What is it?
Biloxi Blues.
Biloxi Blues. Eugene.
With the great sergeant played by Christopher Walken.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Max Dugan returns with Marsha Mason.
That's when he's a child.
Yeah.
He's a little boy.
Still, I hate that movie. Yuck.
I love that movie.
Marsha Mason's in it.
Even though Marsha Mason's in it, I love that movie. Remember the guy Charlie Lau teaches him how to hit?
I know, from the
you
White
like that
Sox.
Movie.
I know. I hate Matthew Broderick. Hello, Don and Mike.
Put your nose down.
That guy's got a crappy resume.
Charlie Lau.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Do you ever make mistakes?
Oh, now he's calling back to apologize.
Bye!
Too late.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How about Biloxi Blues?
Just said it.
Yep. And don't forget his best movie, mm-hmm. Let's Run Over Someone in Ireland and Just Totally Get Away With It.
You never forget that. Vehicular manslaughter.
They let him go.
And if anyone should know that those streets are narrow, it's you.
Because he's like Darby O'Gill in One of the Little People. He's so lovable.
People can easily be killed on those tiny little roads.
Would you stop it? I drove like Tony Stewart through the tiny streets of France.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm very lucky that I have the sight in my left eye.
I want you to imagine the movie The Italian Job.
God almighty.
And you know the driving of those Mini Coopers? That is how I drove our Eurovan.
Our trip to Ireland with Mr. Insist to Drive. It was very scary.
Mr. Get You There On Time Driving.
I was sitting there when that small cart, that always seems to me it was like a village cart with an oxen, you know, that you decided that you would take your half out of the middle and you clipped that cart. And, of course, we were driving on the wrong side of the road,
yeah,
causing the side view mirror to explode. What fun that was.
Oh, it was great fun.
Yeah, we never made it to our destination anyway.
We got lost.
We got horribly lost.
We made
lost.
Really good time.
You now. Can get lost in Ireland.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, got a Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Roger over. 10-4, good buddy. Retardo yes. Booger Eater, go.
Lady Hawk.
Oh, Lady that Hawk. Is awful.
Lady Hawk, where he plays a child, though.
Awful.
He's been making movies for so long. Lady Hawk.
God, he stinks. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, I just found something out. They just announced on CNN. Jerry Seinfeld is Matthew Broderick's illegitimate son. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
all
it,
right.
But it's real. It's on
okay.
CNN.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, then.
All right. I think we're going to have to put a moratorium on calls that start with, I just heard on CNN.
Right. I think we got all of our junior joke writers calling in now.
Everybody's working overtime. Riffing on our original theme, isn't that talent?
Probably really good ones,
mm-hmm.
too.
They're all out there right now, but they can't call because you can't call with I just heard on CNN.
Heard on CNN, JFK got shot.
It doesn't work that way.
No, doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I just heard that JFK is the illegitimate son of Jerry Seinfeld. Arr, 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 arr.
Lady Hawk.
Lady Hawk.
And popcorn. And that guy.
Yeah.
That guy who is now on double secret, extra double secret probation.
I don't think it's too much to ask to have the tapes that he plays just be able to be heard over the phone.
The guy is really talented with the soundboards, and we like a lot of the stuff that he does. It's just when he tries to get a bit off center,
mm-hmm.
Stick to the mainstream stuff.
And I think Rob and I have always believed that out there is another soundboard guy that could do a far better job.
Kick his ass.
I think
a far superior job.
I think if that soundboard guy applied himself
to the task at hand,
maybe got us some classics like Meet the Parents. You know, how long have we been saying on the show, you know, I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great one. We could talk to that guy.
But the ones that were played today were not only inaudible, but they were delayed. Like you would hear it almost like somebody was putting a needle down on a record.
And unrecognized.
Another right. dream soundboard would be the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude.
Right.
Dude.
I mean, some of the people, if it's the same guy, he just touched the surface of Full Metal Jacket. There's a lot more there, Joker.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Have you guys mentioned Project X?
Yeah, I had that.
A tour de force.
Okay. Awful movie. Yeah. The most talented person in that movie is the monkey.
Got to respect an actor who can work with chimps.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Radio Gods. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Hi.
Doing well. We forgot another Matthew Broderick classic with Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman.
Which one?
Glory.
That's one of the worst.
Yeah.
Because he plays the little Lord Fauntleroy officer.
Give this guy a prize, because if there was ever a movie, a war movie about the Civil War.
That is a movie that he ruined, in my opinion. Single-handedly, correct. He ruined what would have been a great movie.
You're going to get a prize. Hold on a second.
He's got that Tom Cruise boy thing where they try to put facial hair on him, and it looks like you're putting it on a mannequin.
He killed his Inspector Gadget.
We had that one already, Buzz.
Did you see Inspector Gadget?
Well, sure, didn't everybody?
No, I didn't. I did not see it. I did not see it.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Oops.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. The radio on very loudly. Good. I like that. Hello.
Donaldo Miguel?
Yes.
Huh? Fanatico numero uno. Me gusta Matthew Broderick. Fanatico numero uno. Tengo que correr. Adios, muchachos.
That's our number one fan in Spanish.
Is that what he said?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I hope that's what he said.
Number one fan.
I hope he didn't say something like F your mother.
No, I believe that was number one fan in my broken Spanish translation.
You like the Matthew Broderick
talk. Hi there. The Don and Mike Show.
Lady Hawk is much more of a Rutger Hauer movie anyway.
Rutger Hauer. Hey.
Yes.
Now, Rutger Hauer movies I stand by. I like The Hitcher, the original Hitcher. That was Rutger Hauer.
I know we've had this discussion a million times. Is it Rutger Hauer that was in the movie where they, one of the original movies about prison, where they put the dog collar on the guy's head and they say, if you go beyond this line, your head
and they show it
blown off. Is that a Rutger Howard movie?
Rutger Hauer is, I think, in that movie. I think that is a Rutger Hauer. He has made very obscure movies, but I don't mind him in anything he's in.
I like his brother, Clint.
Clint Hauer. His bald brother. Clint Hauer.
His better looking brother.
Hi. This is Clint Hauer. I have a brother who's a very successful actor and a director. And it's my brother, Ron Hauer.
Ron Hauer.
I hope everyone will go see the Hauer movie. And, of course, our ancestors, Curly Moe and Shemp Hauer.
Shemp Hauer.
Donkey Show.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're
great. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vilma, ¿dónde está?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador, eh? El mamá, el meme, mumu. Regresé por el botín.
¡El merodeador!
The Flintstones in Spanish, brought to you by Winston-Salem.
Bueno.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back
where we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay. How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! For the days.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You might remember we butchered this the other day with Rock Band.
Woo!
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
How's the show today?
Sometimes their commercials are even better than the show is.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's hard to believe they're still on the air.
If this were a Chinese radio station, their call letters would be Ching Chong Awesome.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Righto. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I got the name of that Rutger Hauer movie.
What is
with
it?
With the dog collars, it's called Deadlock.
Deadlock.
Deadlock?
Yeah, Deadlock.
This just in from CNN. Cigarette commercials are not allowed on television.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's just in from CNN. Fred really smoked Lucky Strikes.
Luckies. And what did Barney smoke?
Fred's pole. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
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 Hey, I got a movie for you. Matthew Broderick, the cable guy with Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And once again, he plays the Matthew Broderick boring victim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's had the same kind of roles in about 10 different movies.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you not a prize, but I'll give you. Yeah, we should have had that. Good.
The cable
you.
Guy, because it's that standard Matthew Broderick. I'm really not sure what I'm going to do. I'm really uptight. Boy, what am I going to do? I want to be a dentist.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us, Matthew Broderick.
And
bye!
This is Roger Ebert. How are you today?
Too late with that thing. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello, Mike. Radio down. Eat my Klingon.
I have nipples, Greg. Milk me.
Hi there, radio show. That's what it is now, just generic. At some point, it just becomes generic.
How are you today?
And even we don't want our names on this.
To me, and now I have no balls at all. The balcony is now closed. Would you like some popcorn?
That's the one.
Is that in it for you? What makes an at sea? I should know. I am one.
That is the Roger Ebert one right there.
I say good day.
Very nice.
That is the definitive Roger Ebert voice.
That was like the second separate Roger Ebert guy calling in.
That's right. That was a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops. Hi there.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Ah.
I got two movies for you.
Yeah.
One with Rutger Hauer, Nighthawks, with Sylvester Stallone, and Billy Dee.
Well, let's not turn this into a Rutger Hauer discussion, please.
The Rutger Hauer Film Festival.
And then what about the poor man's Matthew Broderick from The Hitcher, C. Thomas Howell? We got to start with his
film. And whatever happened to C. Thomas Howell?
I wonder
that every day. See Thomas Howell.
Here, the answer now is the president of Useless University.
I think C. Thomas Howell was last in the mainstream when he was in blackface for the movie Soul Man, and that might have been sort of professional suicide.
Really?
Yeah, it was a movie about he wanted to get a scholarship for an African American.
Oh my God, that's right.
He did the movie in blackface.
The whole movie was blackface.
And I think he fell in love with Ray Don Chong. Was maybe the leader. Maybe it was Sherry Belafonte Harper.
How does the UU chess team look this year?
The UU?
The
University of Useless Information.
Really good.
UUI.
I don't spend a lot of time with the chess club.
And I hate to keep jumping from one movie to the next, but you cannot mention Ray Dong Chong without mentioning Quest for Fire.
Exactly. Right. Oh, and that one scene.
Drinking down by the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
Bent over.
The way we wish it was still.
That's how we play chess at UU. Naked by the stream.
Bent over. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Addicted to Love with Meg Ryan.
Oh, that is an awful Matthew Broderick one. Ah!
Now, that one I don't remember at all.
It's one where they each one has broken up with their spouse, and they spy on their broken up girlfriend and broken up boyfriend.
Right.
And they end up falling in love.
Oh, yuck. All right, I'm glad I didn't see it.
And then they go to Ireland, and they drive over someone in their car.
From Useless University.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got another Matthew Broderick movie.
Well, we're collecting them right now. We're collecting all of them. We're going to hear every film that he's ever done.
We are collecting them like we're collecting hemorrhoids.
Biloxi Blues with Chris.
Now you're old, late to the party.
First one we had.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fresh, Eugene.
Fresh hemorrhoids only, please.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Be those guys, yeah!
He was enthused about something we just don't know. We just don't know what it was. That's a new one.
Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey is for horses.
Hello.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I don't believe we've been introduced. Dwight Schrute, Assistant Regional Manager.
I believe we are listening to an audition.
Another soundboard.
This is an audition.
From the office.
Dude here. Hello?
Who's this?
It's Dwight.
Oh, yes. I read about that in the Bible.
That's someone mixing Dwight Schrute. Is that
Schrute.
You say? Schrute. Dwight Schrute with Fred Rogers. Oh, this is a miss.
I don't think the soundboard should ever be mixed. I don't like the commingling of the voices.
I don't like the mingling. You teach that at UUI.
No, UUI.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Matthew Broderick as a high school teacher who had sex with Reese Witherspoon
Election.
In the movie Election.
And Election was a good
Matthew Broderick movie.
As a matter of fact, that's the last good Matthew Broderick movie was Election. But it's because of Reese Witherspoon as Tracy Flick.
It was dirty in China.
Pardon me, Professor?
It was a dirty movie in China, Election was.
Erection.
Thank you.
He's here all week.
Thank you. There he is, everybody. Dean.
Dean Rob Spiewak of UUI.
I wrote a paper on that, Joe.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Or as they call him around campus, the Fuhrer.
That's right.
Oh, here comes Dean Spiewak goose-stepping through the quad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how about Lion King? Little Broderick.
How about I just stick a big sewing needle in my eye? How would that be?
Yeah, because if we go the animated route, there were a lot more movies with Matthew Broderick because he has the man boy voice.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hi there. I can't tell you how pink I was tickled yesterday by your, it sounded like Stephen Hawking's after a 48-ounce glass of Absinthe with your little electronic voice.
Well, it's better than Stephen Hawking's because it was the British accent.
Yeah, it was like Basil Fawlty and Stephen Hawking's had a bastard robotic child. Hysterical.
Number one fan.
Owl fighting. If you guys ever see a movie called The Hillside Strangler, I think it was straight to DVD about a few years back. Boring film, but worth watching to watch C. Thomas Howell get serviced by another gentleman.
Well, now listen, everybody, put that on your gift list.
He knows what we like.
The C. Thomas Howell filmography. Boy, I'd buy it just for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Did he say he was serviced or he's doing the servicing?
Serviced by another man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
C. Thomas Howell also in Red Dawn with my favorite, Powers Booth.
Powers Booth, that's right. Powers Booth was
and
in
Patrick
Red
Swayze.
Dawn. You know, that's a movie, if it's on, I'll watch the first hour of it when they find the guns and when the Russians break into the little town.
Got to get out of here. There's a big old nuclear war coming. Head for the hills.
And now here he is, the Fuhrer from UUI.
I don't like UUI.
Wasn't CTH, wasn't he the boy in the movie Tank?
CTH.
With James Garner?
What you using the initials of C. Thomas Howell for?
You don't
is that
like
what
that?
They do? You do initials at UUI?
You got to do it to save time to get to more useless facts.
Poppycock.
Don't care for that?
Poppycock.
I'm voting for you in the presidential election.
Thanks so much, Powers Booth.
I am always rooting for your fighting krauts.
You want to root for somebody, you root for Noah Daniels.
That's right.
Noah Daniels, the vice president, now the president.
No 24 this year for you.
Yeah, what's this writer's strike all about? I say slap them down. Slap them down good. Cuff them right up on the ear. They won't bother you no more. Yeah, you look good, honey. Why don't you come in here and give us a big old Powers Booth kiss, and then I want you to take your tongue and trace my pockmarks with it.
Yeah. What time is the game tonight at Gestapo Arena?
Gestapo Arena?
And all the kids get their own little gulags.
Gestapo Arena. That's blasphemy. I fought them Nazis.
Rob Spiewak, UUI.
Yeah, that's right. All the security guards wear those stormtrooper outfits.
And UUI. Nazi useless
university. University, Nazi University of Useless Information.
You say what you will, but we have some of the greatest programs to teach those kids how to concentrate. Some of our study skills are great. We even have a camp.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. That knocked me out of my powers booth. Jesus.
They got the vicious memories. God. They never forget.
Way to go, Mr. Friendship Bread. Wow. Boy, give me a slice of that bread.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Yeah. Here I am.
Concentration Camp Granada. Now you got me doing it. What's the world going to say?
Oh, Noah.
Watch out for Noah Daniels. Yes, sir. You know that white stuff that you had in the bag, the white liquid?
The
yeast? Yeah, that came out of my cheek.
Oh.
Yes, it did. That's Powers Booth. Powers Booth pause.
And of course, you were great as Jim Jones in the TV movie.
Yeah, that's right. Drink the Kool-Aid. Y'all be real good. Gather round, children. Have yourself a nice glass of Kool-Aid. It's going to hurt your tummy for just a little bit, and then you go into your maker. Hallelujah.
Powers Booth, didn't you go to N-U-U-I?
Nazi Useless University of Use. Excuse me. I got to rephrase that. That's Nazi University of Useless Information.
We totally want to screw it. Should it be Our Lady of the Nazi of Totally Useless Information?
Our Lady of Nazi Useless University Information.
It's actually Our Nazi Lady.
Yeah, I'm the chairman. I'm the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Noah Daniels.
And you always give the commencement address.
I do. Welcome, kids. It's great to see you all. Hope you had a good session.
They all throw their helmets in the air.
Yeah, it's bad when they come down spiked down.
All right, let's bring our valedictorian up here right now. Shave your head, son.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information.
University.
University. Whatever. Whatever, boy.
And now here they are. You're fighting Krauts.
Yeah, they go. Great football team.
That's right.
That's right. 0-20.
I'll meet you at the Himmler Library.
You would get killed at basketball because you'd have no brothers at your school. The only thing you would have would be like the guy that fought in Rocky IV. You would have all big, gigantic Aryan guys.
You're talking, of course, about Dolph Lundgren.
That's right.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren, who's our mascot. On our little statue we have, yes, which you stole from another movie, Knowledge is Good.
That's right, we have that. We don't field a basketball team.
You don't want?
No, we don't. Well, we just don't have the talent.
That's right. You're the dean of propaganda.
We have the propaganda club.
Aren't you good at baseball?
Very good at baseball.
Very good at baseball.
Yeah.
What's for supper in the Hermann Goering cafeteria tonight?
We have the extremely White Sox as our team.
Congratulations, son. Proud to be on your board of trustees.
Always a pleasure, Noah.
At UNIN.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information University.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless University.
Yeah, siree. 4.0 GPA for our boy here. Congratulations, Robbie. You went on to be dean. Dean of Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information.
I don't recommend wearing our sweatshirts off campus.
Yeah. Well, you did that one time, didn't you?
Only once.
Came back from town all bruised and battered.
They don't care for that new logo. I just said it means good luck.
Yeah. You can't wear the crooked cross off campus.
No, don't do that.
Beware.
Rob, that's a big thing on campus. Everybody, don't forget, wear red. Wear red to the big game this weekend.
Be careful. Yeah, but you got your special shuttle. Shuttle you right in from campus to town. It's a special half track.
That's exactly right.
Congratulations, boy.
And we pack them in.
Hope you enjoy yourself. Goose stepping all around the quad.
Yeah. Rob welcomes in the freshman class.
Here he is. Rob's, here's your dean. Here's your dean.
I tell you what they
Rob come out in that outfit like Tom Cruise has in the movie. Rob with the eye patch.
Yeah, and of course, greeting all the students with your standard Willkommen.
Yeah, but I tell you what they hate is after the game when I tell them to hit the shower.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Well, that would be the.
Yep.
Fini.
That would be the end.
The end of the segment.
That's right. What does it say? What does it say? It says F-I-N-E. Is that what it says?
Fini,
like,
yeah. That's the end of the round.
And then it just goes. Because the movie runs out of film.
Yeah, unless it gets stuck and then the movie just burns up.
And then we go to black, mm-hmm. Which is a whole other thing. Well, yeah. we don't do it at Rob's school.
Not at Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information.
Our Nazi Lady.
Our Nazi Lady. Okay, sorry, I got it wrong.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Come on now.
He's a fag.
What is funnier than that, huh?
Gay.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Isn't that right, Chris Hansen?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Sure.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Yes, it is, Ann.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I know. Brett Favre, football sub. It's time for the Fantasy Football Week 12 recap.
Yes. Tell me about all the pretenders to the throne.
Here we go. This past week, Joe beat Bart 102-61.
Very strong week for Mr. Ardinger.
Mike beat Buzz 78-70.
Ouch. I eked one out on you, Buzz.
Very close. Matt the Pollock beat Rob A 105-82.
Yeah! Sorry, Rob.
And Hot as Balls would be my team. Beat John Norman 125-87.
You were in the money again.
So,
how many times have you been in the money?
I think three, four times. I don't know. Here are the standings now. In Mike's division, the dumber division, Mike's in first place.
Thank you.
And has the best record in the league at 9-3.
Yep. Listen to that, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Strong.
Behind Mike, you have Matt the Pollock at 6-6.
Yeah, nobody can touch me.
John Norman, 6-6. And Bart at 3-9 in the dumber division.
I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you are.
Joe Ardinger's in first place, 8-4. My team is 7-5. Buzz is 6-6. Yeah. And the Fuhrer is 3-9.
How do you like me now?
Thought you were going to run the table, Robbie.
Just like the Redskins, Mike.
Now, huge game tomorrow night. No S, Sherlock. Packers, Cowboys. My brother calls me up yesterday. Why is my favorite? Have him tell you this himself.
Oh, good. Jimmy is excited about football?
No.
Thought he only liked drag racing.
No, he doesn't give a rat's ass about football.
Right.
But he does live in Wisconsin.
Right.
And
it's Packermania.
He has a really, really.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, homo?
Hey, fag.
Hey. You know, we got to be careful that we call each other that, because Jimmy left me a voicemail on Xbox Live.
Oh.
And there were some people over, including children, and I showed them. I said they wanted to look at the Xbox. This is over the holiday, and I said, "Oh, look, I got a voicemail from my brother, and on the Xbox, and it comes through the TV and the speakers, and the first thing you hear is." Hey, homo. Hey, fag. I'm on the headset right now. Where are you, homo?
Not around the children.
Anywho. Hey, JPS, when you play Halo or whatever game, do you want to give out your gamer tag so that the listeners can play you online?
Yeah, I just ordered a Halo 3, the special limited edition thing off eBay. Should be here in a couple of days.
Right on. But, what's your gamer tag? Was it Earthdog?
Earthdog 1. With
Earthdog
capital
1.
E.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of playmates now, Jimmy.
So anywho, I was chatting with him.
I've been doing a lot of racing games like Dirt and MP3 or RPG3. MX versus ATV. I've been doing a lot of that, though.
You like the racing games?
Yeah.
Buddy, he's not a fan of sports.
Not really.
Not really. Not a big
motorsports or sports.
Not a big Madden fan. Not a big football fan in general. And I don't know, it was a couple of days ago, Jimmy, we were talking, and I mentioned this as I do to my friends all the time, you know, and family. I just can't help it. It's like, God damn, do you believe the Packers are 10-1? Do you believe the Packers are 10-1? Jimmy was telling me, because he lives in Wisconsin, tell everybody about the deal with people and the NFL Network and about what's going on in Wisconsin, Jimmy, for tomorrow.
it's not going to be televised here except in downtown Milwaukee. So I guess with satellite dishes have been going, the sales of them have been going crazy this last week.
Because they're doing a blackout?
So, no.
Yeah.
It's the thing with the NFL Network, that the NFL Network, unless you have satellite on a lot of cable networks around the country,
they don't cover. They don't have the NFL Network.
They put it. It's there, but it's in a more expensive tier.
The premium channels.
Yeah, meaning you'd have to buy every goddamn sports channel they have.
And they have that in high def now too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So you'd have to buy every goddamn channel they have just to get the NFL Network. Now imagine if you are a Packer fan in the state of Wisconsin who doesn't live around Milwaukee or Green Bay, where the game will be offered over the air.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me that when he was at Best Buy, whatever it was, Circuit City, they have no Dish Network dishes.
Right.
They have no DirecTV dishes. The people are going out and physically buying a dish and putting it up
just
for one game.
Well, that's the Packer mania all over the state right now. Are you getting on the bandwagon, Jimmy?
No. If our cable comes out of Milwaukee, we got that stupid Time Warner. And if we can get it, we'll get it. I might even watch it tomorrow night.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
That's just like the preview of the championship.
Just so I can talk smack to my brother when the Packers get beat.
Oh, so you're not pulling for the Packers.
He's never liked the Packers.
Why doesn't he like the Packers?
Because I like the Packers.
Who did you like growing up?
The Rams.
Why the Rams?
I have no idea. I used to like the Jets, too, didn't I?
Well, don't you base your Packer fandom on the fact that you were born and raised around there, weren't you?
Yes, up there. I mean, I was the one that was sitting by the TV with my Uncle Jack.
Right.
And literally, he had tumbler after tumbler of bourbon as I would watch him either rejoice every Sunday or actually watch this man break down and cry.
Good man. That's a good fan.
Jimmy, that's true about Uncle Jack, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was a diehard.
Uncle Jack Daniels. Uncle Jack Daniels, who always enjoyed the Packer game. Pour me another bourbon, please.
Yep. Yeah.
He was quite good. And you know what? As a matter of fact, I believe maybe the first time that I actually saw two female breasts totally just out there was Cindy. That was his daughter. I walked in a room.
Was it after a Packer victory?
Well, here's the deal. It must have been on a Packer Sunday.
Right.
Because I would go to my Uncle Jack's house to watch the games with him in Wisconsin because he was so into it. And he loved me because I was so into it.
Right.
And I remember one time I had to be maybe 10, just walking down the hall. How much older is Cindy than we are, Jimmy?
What's that about Cindy?
How much older is she than we are?
Oh, I don't know, 10 years.
Oh, yeah. 10 years, so they were real. Yeah, like, let's say you were 10.
We was growing up, she was a hottie.
Yeah, she was a piece of ass. And I remember opening the room and going, oh, and she's like, oh, shut the door. She knew
really didn't care.
She knew I didn't mean anything by it.
I love that. I have a cousin, Mary, that's about 10 years older than I am, and I stumbled into the room one time when the dressing was going on, and it was one of those deals where she said, oh, don't mind him. And I got a good 2 seconds.
That was last summer.
What, Jimmy?
I actually thought you were going to say you saw Lola's breasts.
Did you ever see Lola, Auntie Lola's breasts?
No, but she made out with me, though.
Right. I was wondering if there was anything that you might have left out of that Christmas story.
No, as a matter of fact, Aunt Lola was rather, the late Aunt Lola was rather flat-chested, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
She was. She was hot.
Was Cindy hot?
Yes.
Cindy was hot.
Absolutely. I think one time maybe, Jimmy, were you at the pool? We were at some gigantic public pool, all of us together, and somebody dared me, and I went behind Cindy in the pool and untied the back of her top, and I remember it was perhaps the greatest moment because my retarded cousin Ron, who I've talked about before,
Change the oil, Ronnie.
Yeah, was standing up like, "Oh my god! Oh my god!"
It's the culture of breasts in America.
Oh, Cindy's breasts. Sweet cousin Cindy's breasts.
Cindy, what's Cindy doing now?
I think
I think uh,
She's living high off the hog, I guess.
Really? What? Now, what is high off the hog in Wisconsin? That's what I'm curious about.
When Jack died, she got everything Jack owned and all that. She got quite a bit of money and all that, I guess. And after he died, she kind of like Don and I, we don't talk to the family.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's not tracking with the family.
She was another one that was on that happy road that we were on.
Oh, very good. Well, maybe she's somebody you guys could get in touch with sometime. How old would those breasts be now? They'd be approaching it. No. The gravity might be taking
goddamn,
a toll.
I'm 49. He's 47. She's got to be like
60.
65. Maybe 67.
Well, you know, in this modern age, some 65 year old breasts can look pretty good.
I don't know. They're probably pretty droopy.
wasn't she like legally blind at some point?
Oh dear, that means you really can look at.
Was it her or her husband?
He died too.
Well, now she's got even more money.
Well, that's going around, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a goofy thing too, though. He had made up a bunch of lies to get Cindy back, and then he went legally blind. Then he got his eyesight back, and
that's always worked for me.
He was a goofball.
Wow. I'll tell you, if I ever decide to go on any of these chat shows, mm-hmm. I got to get my brother together with all of the stories about our family. Even though, you know, Jimmy, you're not hip to this. You don't listen every day. I mentioned about when Dad died that I didn't cut him an a-hole on the air. I forgave him for everything going that went past, and that's kind of what it is now. The past is the past.
Yeah.
But still doesn't mean that we didn't have a crazy goddamn family.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's reminding me now of stuff that's not even like torturous, like from bad experiences, just wacky ass,
just strange stuff, abnormal stuff. Oh,
abnormal.
Interesting.
And we will tell the Aunt Lola story around Christmas time.
Good.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, and it's the story, the only story you ever tell about your family that I believe still has, if you tell it right. Mm-hmm. It has the ability to turn the audience on.
The
a young boy's lust.
Uh-huh. The Crypt Notes version would be my aunt made out with me in a closet.
Right.
However, there's so much more to it.
It's a rich
there's
texture.
The fact that she was hot in a Judy Carn British looking way.
Uh-huh. Used to dress provocatively.
Used to wear mini skirts all the time.
Right.
And Jimmy, I don't want to speak out of school here, but goddamn, who was she caught in bed with?
I don't know.
I thought you said the fire chief.
Fire guy.
Not that I remember every detail about Auntie Lola, but I do remember that it was some scandal.
Caught in bed with the fire chief.
With the fire chief, and I guess the whole town.
Everybody knew.
The whole town was on fire.
Well, Don, did I ever tell you when I got in a fist fight with Jerry over Lola?
Is Jerry the slow cousin?
No,
that's Ronnie.
No, Jerry is one of the good guys. Jerry is my uncle that went to Vietnam. The guy that was really into the Packers, and he is also, for goodness sakes, Jerry is his kids. I don't know. It's a mess. What were you going to say about him?
He's getting a fist fight with
him. Fist fight, Aunt Lola.
Yeah.
Oh, he was her husband.
Oh.
That's what I was playing.
So why did you get it? Why did you get in the fist fight with Jerry?
Oh, when I moved back here to Wisconsin in 82, you know, I was drinking pretty good, and Lola liked vodka. And I liked vodka, and I stopped over there, and Lola and I proceeded to get drunk. And
oh, you've told me this, right? But yeah. Tell everybody, though.
Jerry came home from a meeting with his salesman. He was drunk. He thought I was over there hitting on Lola.
Mm-hmm.
So we got into a big fist fight.
Did you have any ulterior motives towards Aunt Lola?
Didn't cross your mind?
No, because she was real skinny. I don't, you know, she was beyond petite. She was too skinny.
Ah,
I thought she was hot.
This is when she was on her way out. You know,
okay.
And as I recall, maybe it was right around the time that Uncle Jerry got back from Vietnam, and it's like that's what he got when he walked in the door. She's in there with the fire chief.
Well, that would make him sensitive. So anybody after that would have a cocktail, even a family member. Without Lola. Do you remember how she liked her vodka, Jimmy?
No, I don't. Okay. I think she liked it straight up.
Just on the rocks, huh?
Oh, Jimmy.
Sipping good.
You know what, Jimmy? Maybe after you get out of this life sometime, you and I will do a tour together, like of the of the Montel show, your lower tier talk shows.
Oh, I think you guys could do more than that. I think you could tour the stadiums. You know, you could go around with probably like as an opening act to Larry the Cable Guy.
I've had my brother and I do 700 Sundays. about the 700 worst Sundays with our family.
700, a two-man show. 700 Sundays.
I like it.
It would be wonderful. But you're not going to root for the Packers.
I'm not going to root for either one of them, actually.
Well, come on. Why would it kill you to root for the Packers? It makes me happy.
It's your home state, Jimmy.
It makes me happy. You
well,
know,
the quarterback for the Cowboys is from, he grew up in a town 10 miles away from here. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Tony Romo was a Wisconsinite?
Oh, did I? Yeah. And he, my brother has said that to me like five times.
Was he a
week.
Badger? Was he a Wisconsin Badger?
I don't know if he was or not.
I don't think he went to the University of Wisconsin. He's originally from Wisconsin.
The right? Badgers.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
Everybody around here has been saying that he's a traitor for not staying in Wisconsin. Oh.
Hey, Jimmy, how can you not?
This game tomorrow is all anybody's talking about.
How can you not
here.
Get caught up in this, for goodness sakes? I'm your brother. I love the Packers. I've loved the Packers my whole goddamn life. Can you remember a time growing up when I did not love the Green Bay Packers?
No.
Did I ever turn my back on them, even when they sucked?
No.
Then please join me and root for the Packers.
Okay.
Is it going to be in Green Bay or in Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas, and they've got that short week, but they've been in Dallas the whole time.
It's in Dallas. Come on, Green Bay.
Come on, Pack.
He doesn't care.
Go, Pack, go.
How's your driver doing? Here's something he cares about. How's your driver doing this year?
He lost.
Not well.
I think he came in like third, didn't he?
Isn't Jeff Gordon your driver?
Yeah, the rainbow car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did he came in second or third, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not paying attention to that.
How's
deer hunting doing?
Deer hunting's over.
Already.
Oh, wow.
What is the latest craze for you? Do you have a remote controlled helicopter, boat, car, or something?
No, just my rocks.
That's right. You remember he gave us the rocks when he was here.
They're polished rocks.
Yeah. I still have the rocks that you gave me.
Oh, good.
I've got the polished rocks right here, so that's still the hobby du jour.
That's how much those rocks meant to Mike, that he's left them sitting here in the console for the last year.
I know. Well, I'd like to keep them by. They're my lucky rocks. They're my very lucky rocks. I keep them handy.
All right, well, listen, we got to fly home. I thought it was interesting that people in Wisconsin are not just saying to the, and part of it is they're saying F you to the cable company, that they're saying, rather than say to the cable company,
right,
okay, we'll pay the extra $1.99 a month for the NFL Network.
We'll go out and we'll spend the money that it costs to get a dish
and
put the dish together and then subscribe to their service
because
we don't want to pay that extra $2.95 a month for cable.
That's absolutely
for the premium NFL Network, there's not a chance. I say, screw you, honey. We're going down to the Walmart. We're going to get that cable system. It's not cable. It's satellite. Uh-huh. How much does that cost? $99. So, okay, hook it right up.
So you was with the little guy, huh?
Yeah. Is that helpful to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Bears. Go Bears. He was a funny-looking little guy.
Fargo, but really kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Same accent.
All right. Talk to you later, then.
All right.
Parting words of wisdom from, according to Jim. Do you have any words for us to live on, to learn on, to love on?
Live by.
Stay warm. It's cold out here now.
Stay warm.
Good. I'll pay attention to that.
All right.
Caught me off guard.
And you haven't
asked me that for 2 or 3 years.
And the thing on Xbox Live is Earth Dog 1. That's my brother's gamer tag.
Capital E.
All right, homo. Love you.
All right, dude.
All right. Bye, fag.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See, he was sensitive to what you said about putting those epithets on the internet. He didn't even say goodbye, fag, to you. He didn't do that.
He cleaned up his.
I say he roots for the Packers.
He's a funny guy.
If he's going to watch the game, he's going to root for the Packers.
He won't watch the game. He doesn't. He's like Buzz in that regard. He really does not care for sports.
Yeah. At all, in any way, shape, unless, of course, it doesn't even sound like his heart's not in it when we talk about motorsports anymore either.
Nope, that's okay. He enjoys only one sport, and that would be the sport of kings, the sport of killing.
And polishing rocks. Uh-huh. He's polishing his rocks, a process that Rob Spiewak's going to have in the not-too-distant future.
No, there's no polishing.
Well, there's shaving. I'm sorry. Shaving. You know, same thing.
You know, Janet told me that she was going to give you something. I have to bring something for you to use in real life. It's something that after you shave your balls and have your vasectomy, when the hair is growing back, it's when the stubble is going to, like, kill you. There is something that she's got, some device that she's bought for you that you're supposed to use that not only, like, massages, but gently cuts the hairs.
I may never come to work again.
Well, that sounds like a product that's maybe designed to keep the area smooth, when I know that he's going to want to grow his full head of hair back after that process, unless you decide that you like it, and you know, in the great Peter North tradition.
But Janet was telling me that for the first couple of what are they going to make you shave more than one time?
No.
Or I guess as it's growing back, this lessens the redness, the irritation.
Sounds fantastic. It's so nice to be thought of.
It's probably a salve or a balm or a lotion of some kind.
Keep in mind, I don't have to shave the main part.
You just have to shave
the bag.
Down there.
She's going to bake it in a loaf of friendship bread.
Now, that'll be great. My friendship balls.
And then you can just rub the friendship bread all over your balls.
You know, I think really when you're doing that, though, perhaps go all the way with it, make a little design.
I'm going to shave
a triangle.
I'm going to shave the word hello into it to please the doctor.
The doctor.
I'll say, here's a little something for you, sawbones.
And as we found out earlier, of course, they will tape you up.
Yes.
They will tape the little fella to the tummy.
And I want them to use two or three rolls of tape. I don't want any mistakes.
Do you think that's going to look like, I know we're talking a lot about movies today, when Pee Wee Herman stands in front of his mirror and takes that tape and puts it all over his mouth?
I sure hope it's taped like that and not duct tape.
My doctor didn't mention anything about taping, so maybe it could vary from shop to shop.
Good morning, Mr. T.
I heard that Pee Wee Herman was actually going to make another one, was going to make another Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
He's actually going to go back in and do that. He's making another Pee Wee movie. Yeah.
The guy was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. But he's older now and he's heavier.
Yeah, but see, that would make me want to see it even more. And right. I think we've forgotten, well, we really haven't, but we've forgiven the popcorn incident now.
Sure.
You know, we've moved past that.
He was just making some popcorn.
You know what that is now? That's tame.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That's mellow.
Now, in the year 2007,
it's nothing.
Some kid star that goes into an adult theater and cuts a hole in the bottom of his popcorn, not bothering anybody but himself.
Just a precocious youngster.
They don't even have adult theaters anymore.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
No, I was down in Richmond, and they shut down the Lee. Isn't
you know, that
sad?
Was a better way, seriously, and the Shirley Duke that they used to have around here. Do you remember the Shirley Duke?
I do, but I'm sad to hear about the Lee.
The Lee has been shut down, Don, the Lee on West Broad Street.
They also don't have, my hometown does not have the Manchester Twin anymore. And the Manchester Twin was somewhere where you would go, you know, with a bunch of guys. I'm not gay, but I would go with a bunch of guys, and we would, you know, on an afternoon, we'd get out of school early, and we would go to the Manchester Twin.
Go check out the Manchester Twins.
And you would see the guys in there that were all by themselves, the
sure.
older guys. And yeah, that was the only way that you could experience that. That was long before Super TV.
Mike's after school special.
It was fun. I enjoyed it that way. And it was more of a challenge, too, more satisfying.
Right.
But you could not really... Yeah, when you're with a group of guys, you couldn't really get the satisfaction out of it.
With all the crap I've done, that's something I've never done, is gone to a porno in a theater.
Do you know, when I was growing up in our area of the world, in the Connecticut Valley up there, where the tobacco fields were, they had a drive-in movie theater. And I was playing hockey at like 13 years old, and we had midget hockey players that were in the back of the car, like four or five of us in the station wagon. You know,
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
And we're
I'd
being,
let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
We're being driven by my mom and dad past the Portland drive-in. Mm-hmm. And it was late after a hockey game, and there were pine trees like every 10 yards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there were enough separation in the pine trees where you could see. And we drove by in the back of the station wagon. There was a porno going.
Hey.
They had porno in drive-ins, and we went bananas. Sure. I thought my father was going to kill us.
Mother? Mother?
Mother, what's going on? And we were just saying,
Leave Britney Spears alone.
Sorry.
My dad's trying to drive. He's trying to drive the car, and he's saying, what are you looking at back there? What are you looking at? He's like, oh, Bill, don't worry about it. Look, what are you looking at back there? And we're going, oh, my God, I just saw a boob. I saw a boob, and we've got our hockey uniforms on. Uh-huh. This is Little League hockey. You know,
and
where
you began to embrace each other.
It was amazing. The Portland drive-in, the Berlin drive-in, both had porno movies. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I went to the Berlin drive-in. There was no porn, but that was a different Berlin.
Berlin, Connecticut, right?
Oh, okay.
A place you'd feel right at home.
They put it on the wall. They would project
Don't
it on the wall.
Don't they just show propaganda films at your drive-in?
We saw, what did we see? We saw Triumph of the Will. It was wonderful.
Leni Riefenstahl.
Yeah, she's a great lady. I'm having her out to the house for Christmas.
That's great. Do they show those movies to documentary film classes at Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information?
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information University.
All right, whatever. You
University.
Call it your name, I'll call it mine.
Thank you, Dean Fuhrer. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Yeah, balls baby. On fire. The Don and Mike Show.
He's a fag.
Yeah, it's almost time.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Almost time, kids.
Almost time for some Craig Wilson fun. You know what? Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the very first contracted appearance by Vincent the Elf.
Oh, boy.
It's that Love time. Love it when Vinny comes by.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be here.
And maybe tomorrow we'll bring back the Vibrator Olympics.
Ooh, goody gumdrops.
Wow. Buzz.
Yes.
Robbie, while you load up that Craig Wilson thing, you probably won't have this on the news. On TMZ, they're saying that Marie Osmond's fainting was fakery.
Oh.
That it was scripted.
Oh.
And that they have writers.
Uh-huh. She's a liar. That's right. She goes down on one knee.
She goes down.
Marie Osmond with a real significant problem. Fakery and treachery. Is she lying? And she's a Mormon on Dancing with the Stars.
Who are you?
I'm Tom Bergeron, the self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
Why did you call him? He's off the hook now. I mean,
he's always been off the hook.
He's off the hook.
Well, I mean, you know, he doesn't have a job now. He just got his America's video show.
It's amazing that she went down and she faked the whole thing. That's right, it's well known in entertainment circles all since Donnie and Marie that Marie Osmond is a faking bitch. I'm Dancing with the Stars. Wow.
So that's out there on TMZ.
She's a bad actor, that one.
Do see if you can find Tom Bergeron tomorrow. I shall. The self-loathing Tom Bergeron.
I'm on hiatus now. I'm on hiatus enjoying myself, relaxing on a Bahamian beach with a lovely foo-foo drink with an umbrella in it. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
And then the one other thing before Craig was, I know, Kim Jong-il. Now,
yes.
Great man. Let's hear it. Give it up for him, right?
My favorite dictator.
Can't spell dictator without dick.
That's right.
I one time got fired from a radio station for making long-distance calls on the hotline. I've never told you that before.
To North Korea?
But it's well, give me a chance to tell you. No, I was at the time, 1978.
Right.
I was in between jobs working part-time at a radio station in Evansville, Indiana. I think I've mentioned this on the air before. I had a buddy of mine that was working in Fort Wayne, mm-hmm. and WOW, it was long distance to dial in state, and I picked up the hotline and, like, talked to the guy for 4 hours every night during our show.
Because it was a nighttime shift and you were bored?
Right, and they called me in after I'd worked there for 1 month, and they said, the long distance bill is $250, you're fired.
Wow. How did that relate to your salary at the time?
That was, like, I got $175 a week.
I was going to say, double your salary, bill.
So I think of that story when I see this. Kim Jong-il got mad at some guy, a factory boss, was executed by a firing squad in front of 150,000 people at a sports stadium. The reason he was killed, he was caught making long-distance phone calls out of the factory.
It's pretty strict. And if that was across North Korean border lines, that's probably why he got shot.
Contacting the outside world, punishable by death. And after he executed this guy in the sports stadium for making long-distance calls, just for extra fun, he had six people crushed to death.
Wow. He's such a great dictator.
They were crushed to death after 34 other people got injured trying to stampede while they were trying to leave. So then when the people,
it was like a sports thing where they were like a soccer game. It wasn't that he had them, it's like he said, bring out super duper tractor. We run over these people.
News just leaked out about a factory boss who was executed by a firing squad in front of 150,000 people at a sports stadium. The reason he was killed, making long distance calls, then others were injured when there was a stampede to leave the stadium.
Yeah.
At that point, six people were crushed to death on stage.
Oh, God. Because they wanted to get a closer look. Sure. That, to me, is justice. That's poetic justice right there.
It's been 7 years since Kim Jong-il Hughes had people killed publicly on a regular basis. This is the fourth time in the last couple of months. And he says he's going to put the next one on government-owned TV.
Ah, go to StubHub. Get great front row seat to execution.
That festival seat.
Lots of excitement there, Joe.
Jesus Christ.
Very, very exciting to see execution with 149,000 of my fellow North Korean.
And what is that? Letterman has one joke about that.
His brother.
That cracks me up every time. What is that, Robbie?
Mentally ill.
And, of course, we haven't seen that in a while because there are no writers for David Letterman right now.
Carson Daly is crossing the line.
Yeah, oh, he is. Thank God. That's the only guy that I was worried about. Thank God he's coming back to TV.
Who knew that Carson Daly even had a show on? Is his show
exactly
on after the rerun of Leno?
Yeah, 1:30 Eastern with 12:30 Central, I believe.
So it's
the
Leno,
late show.
So it's Leno at 11:30, Conan at 12:30, a repeat of Jay Leno after that, and then this guy comes on?
It depends on the market. I think he's on right after Conan.
Okay.
Did either of you watch any of Young Jay Leno last night?
I did not have the pleasure.
Oh my God. It's so bad.
Was it still 1992?
93 now. It was Christmas of 93, and he did the worst equivalent of a desk piece. It was the Christmas gifts.
Right.
And it was just horrible.
Jay.
Here's a little of his monologue. Little
topicality.
Jay Leno. Because, as you know, with the writer's strike, they're rerunning old shows.
Yeah, okay.
And finally, I saw a magazine article today. I took offense with this. It said one of the stupidest gifts you can give this year is the clapper. No. See, I disagree. No, I disagree. I think the clapper is a great gift. I have one myself. I was given one. I hooked it up to my TV. Now when a clapper commercial comes on, it turns the TV off, and I don't have to watch it.
Jay Leno, ladies and gentlemen.
Skinny Jay.
1993 Jay Leno.
His hair black as a thousand midnights.
Wearing his bad ties.
Yeah. Closing arguments, the prosecutor. This is the latest claim. You hear this today, the actual claim. They claim that the cause of friction in the Menendez family is the fact that Eric is gay. Yeah, that's what a guy wants spread around right before he goes to prison, huh? Yeah, good luck. Yeah, good luck, Eric. Yeah,
and that's Jay finishing the jokes. You know how he did that at the beginning, where he'd like have hand gestures. It wouldn't just be the punchline of the joke. It would be like, move my hands around. Yeah.
What was fascinating is when they would show Branford Marsalis not laughing. Behind him was Kevin Eubanks playing guitar. Still back then, he was playing the guitar, but
and
not
a
laughing.
Different drummer, right? A different drummer. They don't have that.
He marches to the beat of a different drummer.
No, but they have
Stone
a different
ponies.
Drummer.
According to the First Lady, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Socks the Cat gets 200 letters a day. I mean, we live in a free society where nearly half the eligible voters don't even bother going to the polls, but 200 people a day find time to write to the president's cat. What is that all about? Hillary also said the White House employs a guy to answer mail pretending to be the cat. How badly do you have to screw up in the administration to get stuck with this job?
That was funny.
Larry liked it.
That was funny.
Whoa.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
You stink like my butt.
Much better assessment.
Here you go, Mike. Here's your script.
Thank you.
This is from today's USA Today. I've not read this. The Fuhrer, the Dean of Our Lady of
Nazi, useless information. Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information
University. Says it's a page turner.
Huh. Oh, goody.
And I always trust Rob, as his students do. So now, as we do on most Wednesdays, from the pages of USA Today, the nation's newspaper.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The final word by Craig Wilson. Think outside the gift box when it comes to taste.
So here we are. Back in the thick of the holiday shopping season again. And so soon. Weren't we just here a couple of months ago? I'm not ready.
Are you doing the guy from Project Runway,
I'm trying. I'm not there yet.
There are people, I suppose, already bragging they have all their Christmas shopping done. I personally do not know any such person, but if I did, I'd avoid him, boy.
How can you warm up to someone? How can you warm up to someone who has bought everything, wrapped everything, and sent out all his cards before December 1st? I'm always curious what these people do the rest of the season. Enjoy themselves? How odd.
I don't even know you. Who are you?
I'm one of the hosts of Project Runway, and I'm a very popular designer.
Well, I'm still Craig Wilson, boy. I do not have all of my Christmas shopping done.
Don Geronimo does.
He's a man's man. I'll tell you something about him. I'm going off script now.
Off script, very dangerous.
Women want to be with him. Men want to be like him.
Certainly.
I do not have all of my Christmas shopping done. In fact, I don't have any of my Christmas shopping done. I don't have a clue where I'm getting anyone. Not a clue.
I was hoping Letitia Baldridge might be able to help me out. Baldridge, the manners maven, whose claim to fame was serving as Jackie Kennedy's social secretary, was talking to a group the other day about her newest book, Taste, Acquiring What Money Can't Buy.
I love that voice.
Thank you.
I was intrigued by the title. Look, I had to promote the belief you can give something useful to a loved one and not spend a ton of money in the process. I went in search of tips.
No one knows anything about taste, Baldridge started out. But most people think they have it, even if they don't.
In the course of an hour, she consented that good taste. She consented that good... She consented.
Conceded.
She conceded. Where my glasses? Where my spectacles? I'm sorry.
She's conceited, like me. I'm sorry, it's another form of conceited.
Look at that font. In the course of an hour, she conceded that good taste was lost. Because these days, it's gone. And said it has to come from inside somewhere. It's not a matter of money. It's something basic. And the heart. It has to be there.
Good manners were good taste, she said. Being thoughtful was good taste. Being kind to your family was good taste.
Good grief.
Nice thoughts, but they didn't help me with my shopping dilemma.
I come from a more is more family.
Mm-hmm.
With my mother. With my mother, for instance, by the line that my presence in her living room on Christmas morning was better than any present I could bring her?
Not in a million years.
Like any self-respecting woman, she'd be looking over my shoulder, searching for a box that was not only beautifully wrapped, but also filled with something ridiculously expensive. I suspect Baldridge might call this bad taste. I call it reality, boy.
In the end, good taste or bad taste is in the eye of the beholder. And fortunately, the world is filled with all kinds of tastes and many points of view, writes interior designer Bunny Williams. In her new book, Point of View, 3 decades of decorating elegant and comfortable houses.
I like the way Ms. Williams thinks. She leaves the door open a little bit. She's pragmatic.
Which door?
She knows one man's corduroy can be another man. What is that word?
Chintz.
What's chintz?
It's a fabric, boy.
No, I don't know.
It's a delightful fabric.
She knows that one man's corduroy can be another man's chintz.
I'm not a fool, though. Just as good fences make good neighbors, good presents make good sons.
I'll be out there shopping with the rest of you this weekend, spending money I don't have on presents people don't need and most likely will not like.
An ancient Christmas tradition. Thank you.
I love the new voice that you're bringing to this feature, Mike.
Well, I'd love everyone to watch me on Project Runway. I give all the girls the right pieces of advice, and I'm just very sad that nowhere in that column was the word my partner, Jack. I was seeking it out.
But I was the winner because I got to mention my mother.
Mother is there, yes. It has to be a mention of one's mother, or a mention of my partner Jack, or a partner mention of the dog Murphy. But Murphy's dead, so now it's another dog.
It's our dog Flopsy.
Flopsy. Merry Christmas to all and to all. Most definitely a good night. Our dog Jenkum. Jenkum the collie. Stop rubbing your butt along the carpet, please.
Excuse me. Do you think this is Britney Spears' house?
Jenkum! Jenkum, you sit down here right now.
You have to be very careful. He gives the command. Jenkum, come.
Good boy. Good boy. Here's a treat.
Now. Where is Daddy's bended straw?
Jenkum, have you been chewing on the straw again?
No, I was, never mind. I was thinking of something totally different.
I hope everyone saw me this week on Regis and Kathy Lee. I was wonderful. I helped all the audience participants with their style.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
And who brings us the news?
Being careful, it's very important to me.
That's right.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Well, I'm the oldest man in the world.
Congratulations to the one who doesn't have the herpes.
You know, that's almost a little Al Gore-ish as well. Yeah.
That's because Al Gore speaks more like this. Mm-hmm. And you have not taken the opportunity to compliment me on my Nobel Peace Prize.
And that, of course, is similar to that NASCAR hit. That guy,
Hi, this is Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip.
I'm happy with our race car. I think our race car is going to do just fine this weekend.
Mike, it's some weird world that is just a few degrees away from Jerry Jones.
Hi, this is Jerry Jones. How about them Cowboys? We're going to womp up on the Packers this Thursday night, week after Turkey Day. Come on now, let's go. How about that blue star?
You know, that's like an evolutionary chart right there. So it starts.
And you had it in ascending order of maleness, too.
So it starts with Jerry Jones.
And it starts at the bottom. It starts with the guy from Project Runway who talks like this. We're very excited to be on the Martha Stewart Show again.
Then to Al Gore.
I just want to say I hope someone is going to correct me when I make a mistake when I'm talking about global warming.
Michael Waltrip.
I'm very excited about this race car. This race car is tuned up super nice for this coming race. I want to say go Cowboys. Go Cowboys. Jerry Jones, old yellow teeth.
But that stupid Pepsi commercial, I know we've talked about it a lot.
You know something? When the game gets close in the fourth quarter, I leave my owner's box and I come right down on the sidelines and I prowl it just like a panther. Back and forth. I shouldn't say a panther. I prowl it like a cowboy. Yes, sirree. Old yellow teeth.
Yeller.
That's me. Are you yeller?
Jerry, do you realize that in our evolutionary chart of voice, you are just 4 degrees away from the guy on Project Runway?
You calling me gay? How dare ye? Yeah, about them Cowboys. Who's going to win that game? I know you're a Packer fan.
Packers.
Packers all the way? Not a chance.
Packers.
Tony Romo.
The Fudge Packers and Tony Homo.
Tony Homo, how dare ye? I'm excited about the Cowboys. I ain't yellow.
Okay, now back to the Waltrip guy.
I just want to say these race cars are finely tuned, and I think that they're going to really race well this weekend. I wish all the drivers the very best of luck.
Al Gore?
Global warming is something that we have to really realize is a significant problem in America, and I'm very happy to highlight the problems for the American citizenry.
Our new Craig Wilson reader, Project Runway?
All right, now we're very excited about going on Martha Stewart. I have to lose the Southern accent. Mm-hmm. I don't have a trace of a Southern accent, but it sounds now like I do. So it has to move away from the Southern accent and realize that I don't have it any longer. Martha, these are the most wonderful gingerbread cakes you've ever made. Delicious frosting. May I frost the gingerbread cakes?
Buzz.
Yes.
We have news, correct?
Yes, we do.
We do.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hell no, I am.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? Yeah. You may know her as Academy Award-winning
actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah! Now, those that were listening...
The Don and Mike Show.
Those that were listening earlier...
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Heard that entire tape. That Buzz Lady thing or the Holly Hunter thing, right?
She's a genius.
You, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
The three dreaded D's. Diarrhea, dementia, and death.
Oh, my word.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You just did a Google search on that guy?
Diarrhea, dementia, and death?
Yeah.
I'm Tim Gunn.
I'm
Tim Gunn.
Two N's,
two
right?
Two N's, like Peter Gunn. I'm a fashion guru. Would you like a fashion tip?
Sure.
A wool-belted trench has the same fabulous shawl collar that allows you to show off a fun blouse underneath. And wide leg pants are flattering and V-cut to wear this season. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be fashionable. I'm always wearing Banana Republic.
Here's a question we just got emailed.
Yes.
Will you SMID?
Well, it depends on the circumstances and whether my workday is through. But I really enjoy this segment of the show most of all.
Well, with Buzz?
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
He's attractive to both sexes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Merrill Howard Kalen.
Yes.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Police in Miami sound pretty certain that the murder of Redskins Sean Taylor was the result of a burglary or robbery and not a targeted killing. They've also ruled out a domestic dispute.
Have they really?
Yes, they have. They're convinced that there are, however, people who they say need to come forward with tips.
Yeah, Mike.
Still no suspects 48 hours later.
You know, that's still kind of hinky.
I agree.
I like that word.
Tips.
Hinky and tips.
Hinky tip.
You know, as a matter of fact, you can call Tim Gunn by his new nickname that I've just created.
What's that?
Hinky tips. Thank you. I'll stop doing the voice now. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Pinky hinky.
Pinky hinky.
O.J. Simpson and two co-defendants pleaded not guilty today at their robbery kidnapping trial in Las Vegas. Simpson's trial is set to begin April 7th. Michael Jackson's going on a concert tour with his brothers to say thanks to those who supported him during his child molestation trial. No word whether kids got him free.
Yay!
Britney Spears' music producer says it's true. She's pregnant again, as Don mentioned at the top of the
show. Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
I stand by her with her ugly, diseased feet. I will raise this child. I don't care
good
if her
you,
white
Don.
Leather couches have animal feces, baby feces on them.
What are you going to do about the father, though, if he wants some say in this? S.C. Rodham.
You mean, I forgot that was his name. His last name is Rodham.
That's right, Rodham. Mr. Rodham. What if Mr. Rodham has something to say about it? Mr. Rodham says he's the baby's daddy. K-Fed has custody of the last batch.
God, she is a mess.
She cannot stop herself, can
she? She can't. That's astounding.
She can't. God, I love her. She's great.
CBS News says its news writers have chosen December 10th to strike to disrupt the network's plans for a presidential debate that day. Obama, Edwards, and Clinton have each said they won't cross a picket line. Juan Pablo Montoya...
Time out.
Yes, please.
Why... We need a writer like for Bob Schieffer. Can't Bob Schieffer just write the questions himself?
I think what it is the fact that the candidates won't participate if the writers go on strike for CBS News. So they won't walk. They won't go to CBS Studios to tape a debate or to do a live debate if the if the writers are on strike. Somebody writes the opens, the closes, the intros, the rules, things like that.
Well, I mean that's jerky because you've got a guy. I'm assuming that Bob Schieffer would be the go-to guy.
Right. Sure.
I'm pretty sure
he'll do
that
fine.
Bob Schieffer could handle.
Welcome without, to the debate.
Yeah, without a cue card, here
right.
are the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
could
manage.
That's stupid. That's just
fine.
Dumb.
But they will pick it. Juan Pablo Montoya.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
If you do pick it,
uh-huh.
don't eat it.
That's right. That's my
and
policy.
If you pick it, it'll get infected.
That's right. It'll never heal.
Another fashion tip from Tim Gunn.
And I'm Booger Sugar.
Booger Sugar. Mmm, tasty.
Juan Pablo Montoya is about as far as it goes when it comes to ethnic diversity in NASCAR. Sure, Bill Lester last year became the first black driver to qualify in nearly 20 years, but neither he nor Montoya qualified for the Nextel Cup Series. NASCAR says it wants to change this. NASCAR has now officially put out a call for black and Hispanic drivers. Two reasons. One, more than one in five NASCAR fans is black or Hispanic, they say. And two, NASCAR's TV ratings are down this year by 13%.
I was ashamed to wear my own hat.
There was another Lester years ago in the, not the Don Prudhomme, but who was the
Not Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Those are drag racers.
Right,
I'm
right.
trying to. Who's the guy that wears the sunglasses?
Lester
and
Lester Holt.
Lester. No, it was the driver.
Chester. Chester the molester. Chester the sweater molester.
It was Big Mo. Big Mo Lester. Big Mo was the driver.
In other car news, Chrysler makes all five of the worst ones. Forbes says the Chrysler Sebring, the Dodge Nitro, the Jeep Liberty, the Dodge Caliber, and the Dodge Magnum are the worst five cars of the year.
What? Who's been peeking in my five-car garage?
This is based on crash tests, consumer reliability reports, depreciation, and recalls.
I'm all about Lee Iacocca.
Mm-hmm. The Hyundai Entourage is the only...
Or as I call him, Lee Iacocca.
Chrysler product.
Right. The Hyundai Entourage, meanwhile, the only completely foreign car in this year's top 10 worst from Forbes magazine.
Don't pay attention to those crash tests. Those guys are a bunch of dummies.
The Nissan Quest is partly made by Ford.
The Entourage? I always like the turtle.
That's
your favorite member of Entourage?
Drama.
I like drama.
Sure.
Drama's my favorite.
I don't know if they're going to name cars after the guys in Entourage. Mm-hmm. And then E. Uh-huh. You have little E.
Yeah, the new Plymouth Drama.
Ford's soon-to-be-extinct Crown Vic also made the worst cars list in the top 10.
How about that?
Rob's happy about that one.
Along with GM's Chevrolet Aveo and Grand Prix.
Just as well, because how many times he'd been driving down the road doing 70 and some jerk-off in a Crown Victoria on a power trip. Hi, Rob. Wants to drive behind you that you think it's a cop car behind you.
And you never can tell, especially at night. You have no idea. If you're in back of a Crown Vic, you have no idea what's happening. And then, he gets off at the exit, and you speed past a Chevy Malibu, and you're like, I'm in, and that's the cop car.
That's the guy, yeah.
And for God's sakes, don't put the ski racks on top of a Crown Vic.
No,
because
right.
it really looks like a cop car
Not
behind
fair.
You.
Not fair at all. There wasn't always a Mother's Day. A greeting card company invented
Rob,
it.
Yes.
Were you going to say, this is really like a mind melt. Were you going to say something about a Crown Vic Tayback?
No.
You were not. Okay.
Were you going to say something about a Chevy Caprice?
I was. Greatest car ever made. But Buzz is doing the news.
There wasn't always a Mother's Day. Greeting card company invented it, and now it's become very real.
And now getting back to Vic Tayback, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the theme song from Alice.
Mike, excuse me. This is the closing theme.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. The closing theme.
This is where the credits would play.
I love the ending to this.
Do you remember it had words? There's a new girl in town, and she's looking good.
I'm not as much of a Lavin fan as you are.
Wait for it.
Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
God, that's hot.
Oh. Sexy. I agree.
Sexy Lavin.
Have you seen her sex tape on the internet?
So Mother's Day made up by a company. Well, it's the same thing with Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving when we all supposedly go online to buy holiday gifts. Cyber Monday was created a couple of years ago by the National Retail Federation. Now, the truth is we only do 5% of our spending online, and that's for the whole year. The other truth is online sales are up 45% this year, much more than anyone expected. Most of the increases in our spending occur online.
We talked about that, about this time yesterday.
The gentleman was Matthew Cheng. He ran a website known as ecoupons.com where you can get a 50-inch flat-screen plasma for $1,500.
A Chinaman who is going to convert. Yes.
And we're very excited about that because he is marrying a woman of the faith.
I believe that I'm doing two operations, her breasts and his eyes.
Very exciting process.
He'll need another procedure, too. Yes.
What's that, Matt?
Something lower.
Oh, Matt Stein.
The circumcision.
Oh, that's right, of course. Yes,
do you
the
do
bris.
That?
The bris.
We will do that like Dan Aykroyd did in the commercial. Was it for a Ford Crown Vic?
I believe it was a Crown Victoria.
On Saturday Night Live.
And at the conclusion of the bris, what does he say? Perfect. Perfect.
Well, now, like the guy we had on yesterday, more retailers.
P-O-I-F-E-C-T.
Perfect.
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 God, that's perfect.
That's right. And may I say, for your game tomorrow night, I wish the Packers many first downs.
Now, more retailers are jumping on the bandwagon, offering Monday after Thanksgiving specials to draw people to their computers. Soon, Cyber Monday, like Mother's Day before it, will be a real boy.
A perfect opportunity for people who are thirsty for bargains.
You just wrote something that's tied in somehow to Pinocchio.
Pinocchio, wonderful, wonderful fable.
Pinocchio.
I knew a joke once. It was. What was it? I know a girl says, why don't I just sit on your face and you lie to me?
I understand you're talking about the potential for Pinocchio's nose to grow.
She would just stand in front of him and say, lie, lie to me.
Lie.
Lie.
And that was a famous heiress to the newspaper fortune, Pinocchio. Patty Hoist.
There's an alternate punchline to that joke.
His dad, Gestapo.
Geppetto.
I'm sorry.
Geppetto.
You had it right. It's the theme of today's show. Yeah. Pinocchio's father, Gestapo. Gestapo the toy maker.
The other punchline is lie, tell the truth. Lie, tell the truth. Lie, tell the truth.
That's the way the joke goes.
That's it.
You're always first in line with the jokes, you.
But it was perfect because you wrote a thing about Pinocchio in a story that had nothing to do with the fairy tale.
Right.
That's right.
Pinocchio, one of the many fine books you can get at Amazon.com.
You know what? You're clever like Jon Stewart is.
Well, thank you. That's a very kind thing for you to say.
I'm patronizing you.
You can make everything sound tongue-in-cheek, even Moida.
You can patronize me anytime you want.
You're perfect.
Thank you. Amazon.com tells the government to pound sand. That's our story when we continue.
And he'd never hoit anyone.
Be right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I haven't ever considered their radio show anything other than a perfect 10.
At first, my friends said they were great, and now I'm saying it too.
I have no desire to ever do anything other than sit around all day and listen to their show.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
Those are such outstanding testimonials. So real life.
Yes. We love them.
Let's hear another one.
They're the only radio station I've ever listened to because they're the only thing I've ever known.
The first time I heard them, I was standing in awe, and I'm still standing there.
I once considered being gay, but after listening, I decided to continue to be not gay.
Thank you. Anthony, thank you. Now again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi there, Johnny Ringo, Buzz, Elston, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi. Amazon.com has told our increasingly nosy government to pound sand, and the winner is everybody except our increasingly nosy government.
Why?
The government got hit, rather the company, Amazon.com, got hit by a federal subpoena ordering it to hand over the identities of thousands of its customers who bought used books.
Thousands of them.
Amazon argued that its customers have a First Amendment right to keep their reading habits private. Yesterday, a federal judge enthusiastically agreed with Amazon, and with that, our increasingly nosy bully government withdrew its subpoena. The judge also said he doesn't believe his ruling will keep the government from catching any bad guys. He called the government's effort chilling and unsettling.
Big Brother is watching you.
Buy now with one click.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, even if he does count, or whether he does or not, Carson Daly will be the first late-night talk show host to do a show since
he doesn't count.
Scab. The writers went on strike. Writers are not happy about this, and being writers, they are not at a loss for words. Daly plans to go back to work on Monday with an all-new show complete with jokes submitted by friends and strangers. Daly sent an email to his friends, including at least one friend who was happy to make the email public.
Here's the question, though. If you do a TV show and no one watches,
exactly,
and
does
you
it
cross
make it sound?
The line, yes, do the writers hear it?
Yeah, it's like that Forrest thing.
Yeah, well, the writers are steamed about it anyway.
Well, that's a stain move, I think. I mean, all the other guys like Leno and Letterman, mm-hmm. I mean, they've actually trying to, they're being stand up about
and
this.
And he's a stain guy. Carson Daly, I mean, mm-hmm. he's probably like G. Gordon Liddy, where the writing includes someone writing on a card, breathe in, and then write it. Well, that's what they used to do for Liddy.
Breathe, Gordon.
Write a card that says, breathe in, mm-hmm. breathe out.
And I would think that once the writers do come back, he might be screwed on this.
He might very well be.
Mm-hmm.
This email he sent out included a hotline number for phoning in jokes, which he plans to play on the show. That hotline number all over the web this morning. Carson Daly's also gotten a few other. Let me check. I have it with me somewhere. I'll get it out in a moment. He got a few other choice messages as well. The mailbox is now full. Give me a second to leaf through this. So now Carson,
Don's got it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
We'll see if we have it.
Carson Daly now managed to make himself the target of scorn and ridicule and made you remember that he exists.
Hey, lover.
Hi there.
Don't be shy. Come on in for a hot party. That's right. You can get it all right here. Ooh, let my girlfriends and I show you a hot time. That's right, baby.
Yeah.
We can go privately one-on-one for our own private
party. What if I just want to ask for ass?
Live party line. Or try my live virtual chat and meet a friend or two. You don't have to stop there. I have a dateline that will tickle your fancy. It's so easy to
This number used to say,
ask for ass.
Grab your
now it says,
leave a joke for Carson, baby.
Experienced callers, enter your credit card number at any time.
Experienced callers.
Baby, hang on and get ready. Hard, hot, and wet action is coming your way.
Right.
Ooh.
Look
Don't
forward
forget,
to hearing
it. If you're experienced as a caller,
experience.
You can enter your credit card number at any time.
Yes.
MasterCard is the card of choice, where your credit is instantly approved. We also accept Visa, American.
Putting in the card number right now.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mine's already on file.
Hello? See if they accept it.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't process your request at this time.
Why is that? Bitch, I just pushed in 55555.
You're all tapped out after buying all your Christmas presents. It's all gone.
It used to say, welcome to Ask for Ass.
Leave a hard, hot, wet joke for Carson Daly.
Things change. Don't make me cry, people. Leave Ann Coulter alone. Ann Coulter.
Faggot.
Ann Coulter has convinced Palm Beach officials to remove her address from public records. Seems she's been getting some flack from people about her penchant for, let's call it crazy talk.
Faggot.
Coulter had already filed police reports over the vulgar greeting card, complaints over the sound of someone screaming outside that she's an a-hole, and a rather large one at that. Big, I believe, is the word she says they used.
Big a-hole.
The smoking gun reports that police also have on file some notes, including such gems as go F yourself, and the only things left after nuclear war are you and cockroaches.
Leave Ann Coulter alone.
Is this the political pundit Ann Coulter or the noted District of Columbia transvestite?
No, this is the political pundit. Everyone loves the cross-dresser.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of pictures. You know, it's funny how stuff on this World Wide Web, which is why I guess they call it worldwide.
Mm-hmm. It's global.
My friend Gary. All the way in the UK.
Oh,
remember,
yeah, the British.
Gary and
right,
Sarah.
Yeah.
Right. Of all of the things that he would find, I got an email from him with an attachment of a picture of me with the Ann Coulter lookalike that he got from Blair Michaels' MySpace page.
Right.
Yeah. Now, how my buddy, my mate, Gary, who lives in the UK, ended up on Blair Michaels' site.
Don't
and
ask,
found
don't
our
tell.
I don't know.
Did you spend a lot of time with Gary when he was in the States, right? You never noticed anything alternative about him, did you?
Well, London swing like a pendulum do.
That reminds me. I got an important email today, you know, with the red exclamation point. Blair Michaels left a breast here.
Oh, no, a falsie?
Yeah, so I've got to go look for it. She explained that it looked like a breast in black satin.
I got bad news for Blair. I think Joe microwaved it.
Oh, no.
It was part of his chicken, his barbecued chicken.
But how does something like that make its way literally across the pond to where he says, hey, who's this guy? He writes my friend Gary writes, who's this guy?
Uh-huh. Do you think he might have gotten on our website, gone to Blair Michaels' website, and then seen that?
No, because the picture that he got had a link that led back to Blair Michaels' MySpace page, or as Regis would say, Face TV.
Right. Face TV on the internet. TV, Face TV.
Well, there's pictures of you there and also on Ann Coulter's MySpace page.
Oh, my.
Well, that's maybe, but it seems to me that if he wasn't surfing the Don and Mike website, then he might have been surfing other websites.
That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. That's disturbing.
So there's a guy thousands of miles away, time zones away, different country. Found the Blair Michaels website.
Maybe you ought to Google his full name and see what comes up on that.
Uh-huh.
Gary.
And how about that?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Hello, yes, you can. Hello, Blair.
Hello, mate.
Maybe Gary would like the new Larry Craig doll. The toe-tapping senator from Iowa who is not gay is now immortalized in an action figure. In fact, it puts the action back into action figure. Larry, in the doll form, is bendable, so you can put him in all kinds of crazy poses, including the now famous wide stance.
Does he have a...
I don't know.
A beehole?
You'll have to spend $35 online to find out.
Is he anatomically correct? Did you have anything about Trent Lott?
Is he anatomically correct?
we mentioned his announced resignation the other day.
Yeah, but there's around the internet, deep on the internet, are these stories about a male escort.
The male escort now says that that's not true.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Damn it.
I don't know what that means.
Damn it, Jim.
The male escort now denies that.
All right. Well, I was just putting, two and two together. Larry Craig, Trent Lott, singing senators.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Craig, gay. Mm-hmm. Trent Lott, male escort.
Squarehead.
Might make sense.
Well, but you'd be dragging Orrin Hatch into this.
Yeah, well, was he a singing senator?
Yeah, well, he was one of the singing
I think
senators.
It was John Ashcroft.
Uh-huh. Hatch.
It was Larry Craig,
right.
Trent Lott,
Richard Hatch.
And Jeffords, the guy from Vermont that left the party.
Three tenors.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, soldier, are those army pants or are you just glad to see her? We're at war, and the crotches have been ripping out of the Army-issued pants for 1 million soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey,
now the Army is retrofitting the 1 million uniforms to address what's officially dubbed crotch durability problems.
What do you think, Rachel Ray?
Keep your nuts in the freezer, especially when it's hot outside.
Right.
Because nuts are full of oil, and the oil can spoil, of
Mine
course.
Are, yeah.
Put my nuts into a plastic food storage bag.
Oh, don't
and
do
give
that.
Give them a good whack.
No!
Ow!
Ooh, that's fun.
Ow!
Take out all your aggression.
Hey. Ow. Ow, 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 ow,
this is a good time. Remember, guys, especially in the summer, keep your nuts in the freezer to keep the oils from spoiling.
Yeah, my nuts are nice and oily.
Man, it gets hot over in Iraq.
Crotch durability problems. So it's not just me. Apparently, the problem was noticed the soldiers were forced to slide down hills, jump out of helicopters, or jump into Humvees, or as they call it, Tuesday.
You'd have a better crotch durability situation if you didn't go commando so often.
I actually, lately, since the weather's turned cold, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, you're not going commando
right
now?
It's just too chilly for that business.
You only do it in the summer?
Yeah.
Well, see, there's more chafing in the summer.
I just have to wear a diaper.
Here's where I've got you. I like the chafing. Pop goes the inseam. The problem with the Army pants developed after the introduction of a new uniform pant. It was the first upgrade since the early 1990s.
We need to get our fighting men and women like NBA, those tearaway pants.
Yeah, the ones that come right off very easily.
Pants.
And you know what? Really, the mailmen do it during the summer. Why not shorts?
That'd be good.
Why not? I mean, they're in the desert. It's 110 degrees. Why not shorts?
I'll call Pants Corral and see what they can come
Very
up
good.
With.
Mary Jane in the news again when we continue.
Oh, your girlfriend. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, cats and kittens.
Broadcasting from a zone of fecality. Don and Mike.
We got a website, donandmikewebsite.com. On the front page right now, you can see the picture of, what's her name? Who's that chick we were talking about?
Christina Aguilera. Pregnant right. As pregnant can be.
Nice. Not to be confused with the other picture where she's getting out of the car and...
What about the vagina?
These pictures will not disappoint. Trust me on that.
Good.
Yeah. Mommy boobies.
There you go. That's on our website. Now here's Guy. Hello, Ringo.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
I mean, Johnny.
The good news is that partly because of our troops and local soldiers, no opium poppies were grown in a province in northern Afghanistan this year. They cleaned it up.
Why?
The other news is the cannabis crop in the province has increased by 40%.
Why?
Quoting a local farmer, we know marijuana is illegal, but we are very poor and have to grow it to help our families survive.
That was funny.
Then I have one question for you.
Yes?
Are you too old to serve?
Never.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
You're never too old to serve your country, Mike. He goes on to say, I don't like growing poppy or marijuana, but I have to feed my children. I have no other way.
That sounds like a vacation home for you to me.
Well, there's so many to choose from.
Who would ever think you would have a future in the military?
That'd be incredible. Hi, I'm Commander Burbank. I will be taking over this province.
Commando Burbank.
You've already got that Fidel Castro outfit that you wear every once in a while.
I can wear that.
And, the commandos over there, I watch, because there's nothing on TV anymore, mm-hmm. I watch a lot of the National Geographic Channel,
mm-hmm.
and they have the guys that are over there in Afghanistan that are their commandos. They had a thing on Green Berets, and they look like, they're casually dressed, and they've got full beards, and they look like they're just out for a stroll.
My
they look like hippies. He'd be perfect over
kind
there.
Of army, sure. On Interstate 4 near Tampa, a road cleanup crew found a bag containing 60 pounds of marijuana plants,
That's
roots
fine.
And all. The funny part is the highway
it's yours?
Patrol.
Where was it?
If you lost it, you'd
know. Highway 4 in Tampa.
That's right.
Always the last place you look, isn't it?
What were you doing down in Tampa?
I was shopping for opium poppies.
The funny part is,
I thought you were going to get some barbecue.
I was doing that, and also they've got a great bar down there, and I love to get drunk and drive around.
Well, that's why you lost your pot.
I must be. I was careless.
Damn it.
I was in Ybor City.
Highway Patrol says this is not the biggest amount that's ever been found alongside Florida roadsides. And finally,
can you imagine? That's like an Animal House when the guy says, "Thank you, God."
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the girl comes through the window?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you imagine the young Buzz Burbank or whoever it is walking along the side of the road?
Whoa.
Comes up on that 60-pound bag of weed.
Marsha, I just have to go to the bathroom. I have to get out of the car. Look what I found.
Whoa.
Finally, you know your colostomy reversal has gone bad when...
Sometimes they're commercial.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Not lately. With a colostomy, you wear a bag to catch the waste while your colon heals from surgery.
Sounds sexy.
Months later, the doc removes the bag, hooks your intestines back up, and boom, you're back to normal.
I know somebody who actually went through that.
Yeah, that was me.
How was your reversal?
For me, it went fine.
Very good.
The reversal did not go so well for a man in Dover, Delaware recently, however.
Reversal of fortune.
He is now suing. This guy in Dover now suing the doctor and the hospital because the colostomy isn't the only thing they reversed. What used to come from the front came from the back.
No.
Oh, God.
Hold on, you're kidding me.
And vice versa.
Oh, God.
He had number two coming out as...
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Ew. No, we can't leave after that.
In a world turned upside down.
Oh, man.
Where you stand up to go number two and sit down to go number one.
Holy chocolate syrup. Ew.
How do you wipe that?
Very carefully.
Oh, my God. I mean, the hole's not big enough.
God. Man, talk about needing a diaper.
We're going to have to stay on another hour.
Wow. And I guess that's how girls go, number one. So that's, I guess, feasible.
Yeah, it would be fine if it was Andy Rice.
He used to sit down always going
always
number
one. Sat down when he went number one.
Well, on that happy thought as we all drive home now with the thought of excrement coming out of our...
Ew.
Our trunks. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thanks for putting that in my head, Buzz.
Good day to you, sir.
And head.
I got to get home and wrap my fruitcakes up in porn.
Oh, looking forward to that.
That'd be nice, huh?
Yeah. Candied fruit.
Jingle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.